The Opie and Anthony Show.
The show blows.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Blows. Show blows monkey ass.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Here, check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. Couple phone numbers in New York, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including...
Everywhere.
How about New Orleans? The home of Annoying Tom.
How you guys doing?
866-277-4WOW. I guess Tom in New Orleans? Yeah. You know this guy?
My bad.
He ordered WOW stickers and WOW shirts to give out to our listeners down there in New Orleans.
Oh, this is classic.
Ben, get on the mic real fast. Little syndication update here for you. Tom is the guy who drove us nuts when we went down to Mardi Gras. He's out of his effing mind. What else can we say? He takes pictures of his wife pretty much naked and puts them on the website.
I drink beer until I pass out.
One day he forgot to turn the radio station on that we broadcast on. Oops. That's where, you know, my bad.
My bad.
Yeah, his bad. Well, we got the latest from Tom from New Orleans, Ben.
Okay. Tom ordered Extreme Radio t-shirts with the new logo down of the station down there. He's like, yeah, so I got the WOW sticker on the back. The only problem was they put 1027 WNEW on it. I'm like, so Tom, you know, how many did you order? He's like, well, I'd rather not talk about that.
Oh, no.
So he ordered a ton of shirts with Extreme Radio 94.1 on the front and 1027 AW.
Like the bumper, the sticker itself, the image of the sticker is on the back.
Exactly.
But it's the sticker from here, from New York.
You know, our WOW logo that everyone seems to like.
Right.
But he didn't really look too close, I guess, and just handed it to the print shop, and they just printed the WOW sticker on the back. So now the shirts are very confusing.
My bad.
It says 1027 WNAW on the back, and then it has the radio station in New Orleans on the front.
My bad. My bad.
What a complete horse's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're depending on him for our success in New Orleans. Uh-huh.
And then today he sends copy for a live read for you guys.
Yeah.
And I showed it to you. He emails it and he can't even read anything. He like scanned or took a digital picture of the piece of paper.
Yeah, instead of just typing it up and emailing it.
Well, typing would take too much time. So
he's still drunk from Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, he never sobered up. We got to get Tom on the phone real fast here. Tom from New Orleans. What's up, bro?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. My bad. We heard about your latest F up.
Well, I mean, as long as they didn't screw the stickers up, the shirts can be fixed.
The sticker thing got screwed up. There was a problem with the order.
We had a little problem with the order.
Problem with the order. The stickers are fine.
The stickers will be fine.
My bad.
Let's just hope.
So what happened with the shirts there, Tom?
Well, it wasn't my fault. I did everything on my end was done correctly. We had a promotion girl.
From your pattern of speech, I totally believe you.
1 foot out the door and 1 foot in. And I mean, you know, I gave her the sticker. I told her to just change the top to Extreme. And somehow that didn't get done. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that it got done for the sticker, huh?
Well, we got an idea. We want to cross out the back of the shirt and then right at the bottom, my bad.
That's perfect. So should we keep all those and that'll be a collector's item?
Yeah, yeah. Just make an X through the sticker and write my bad.
You know, Tom reminds me of, so the finished Stonehenge monument's going to follow these exact contours. When we get the actual piece. No, this is the piece. This is the size. Have you ever been to Stonehenge? The triptych stand, three people against it.
Well, that's what you drew on the napkin.
F the napkin. I wanted a full-size goddamn reproduction of the Stonehenge Monument.
My bad.
Over here.
Did you get that copy?
I do declare.
How was that? Is that some great copy?
The copy, we can't read it because it looked like it was just scanned.
But I faxed one to Ben. He ought to have it on his freaking fax machine.
You know, when you write in crayon, it doesn't fax well.
Why don't you go down to the general store and have Sarah type it up?
Boss, are you calling the president a murderer? You New Orleans boob.
Norton, you are an imbecile. You really are, Norton. I thought we bonded when you were down here.
Hey, lift your head, man. Oh, that was awful.
I thought we bonded.
Hey, Tom.
And now you turn on me like that?
I don't like you, Tom.
What's the copy about?
Premier Mitsubishi, man. It's about these guys, Bishop and Owensby. They'll finance anybody in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you send us some copy we can read?
What the hell is that?
You guys get to work.
What is that in the background?
That's the sales staff.
You should untie them.
Tom, we're off the air, they're saying.
No, we're not.
Problem with the boas.
So you got, I'm going to go down and get me a sarsaparilla and whittle me a spell.
I could, woo, his show is hot. I could use a mint julep.
It's called a hurricane, boy.
Still my heart.
It's called a hurricane.
I feel like a crawfish in the anus of a bull on a Wednesday afternoon in the hot July sun. In New Orleans.
Hey, man.
That's how we say
come
it
down here and see
here.
If you can survive a week of partying down here, buddy.
Tom, they're going to tap dance partying. On your head and say cock-a-doodle-doo. And good day to you, sir.
Norton, isn't some grade school, all-girl grade school getting let out right now? Can't you go do something?
3:15. I get it. Hey, Tom, you got people coming into your office and just saying my bad to your face over and over again now?
All day long, dude.
My bad.
All day long. Either my bad or how you guys doing?
How you guys doing?
Here it is. How you guys doing?
What's a couple of cold ones?
We got them all, bro.
I know.
My bad.
My bad.
All right, Tom.
Well, I know. All right, guys. And hey, man, to that imbecile that wrote that letter out in California, you'd think they'd get it out there, man. Tell them to turn the radio off. I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, but they're both boys.
Yeah,
so
they're frying 7-year-old girls and leaving them on the side of the road. And this is
just
the
4-year-old, not the 2-year-old yet, man.
And you got a hot wife with big boobs that you like to show off on the internet.
That's right, baby.
It's hot, dude.
You like that? Norton, you like that?
Yeah, really hot. Very sexy.
Very nice.
All right, dude. Call Bishop and Owensby, Premier Mitsubishi.
Right.
And if you guys can do my copy, I'd love you. If you can't do it, well, I guess it's your bad.
We'll get to it.
We love you.
All right.
You're hot down here, man.
All right.
Extreme 94.9.
Let's just keep the radio on, okay?
The radio is on, man.
No more problems.
No more problems. You don't like problems.
Look at your call letters and remember them.
Yeah.
We have learned when the station is on, people listen to it. So.
Big time.
Fundamentally, people are suckers for the right call letters. And
big
the truth
time.
Is on your side, Bubba.
You know that switch that says on-off? Tape it in the on position.
Right. Hey, remember, this is Louisiana, Chief. I mean, how do you know who your daddy is? Because your mama told you so.
Yes. Michael Rooker. I cannot work with Bill Broussard anymore. Are you putting an ultimatum to me, Tom?
Yes.
All right, Tom.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Y'all behave. You got great numbers coming out here.
Y'all behave too there, Tom.
All right, I'm going to go grab a couple of cold.
Yes,
your mama told you.
Your mama told you.
All right. Pete wants to defend New Orleans now. Pete, what's up?
Hey, y'all doing?
Hey, what up, bro?
I think Tom is the biggest idiot in New Orleans. And you know what? How many times the station has screwed up since the last time? There was one day last week where we couldn't hear y'all at all.
What was on the air instead of us?
They put music on for like 45 minutes.
Freaking guy.
Man, y'all are awesome, but you know what? He doesn't even advertise y'all. It's like people like us that work out in the construction telling everybody else, hey, why don't y'all listen to these guys in the afternoons? Y'all are like the best thing in the afternoons.
Usually we get so pissed off, but he's such a character, you just gotta laugh.
You expect
it. Dude, he's the biggest fag. And that's not his wife. That's a prostitute he pays that off to be a sidekick.
No, that is his wife.
That ain't his wife.
You know what
dude.
He needs? He needs Ed Asner to pistol whip him.
Dude, y'all rule good. You're awesome. You need to come down here and show
Extreme Radio and smithereens.
All right, Pete.
I love y'all.
Take care.
Yeah, love y'all. There was a problem with the board. I got music in. It was supposed to be y'all's show. But I hit the wrong button on what they call the board.
All right. We got Tom from New Orleans back on the phone. And you know what?
Tommy.
We had to call Tom back because we finally got the commercial copy.
My bad. Do I have a copy of that?
Tom, I got beer on my seersucker suit. Tell me how to get that stain of beer out of my seersucker suit.
We need that. We need that immediately.
You know what? There's some problems with the copy. Tom.
What?
There's problems
with
the comedy.
Oh, my God. Listen out.
I figured that was.
I figured.
Well, we're going to read it on the air, so they're going to get a free commercial.
Okay.
And, well, there's problems with it.
Okay.
Yeah, but now we need the copy, though, because I want to read it as it is.
But we can fix
it.
We have an Emmy Award-winning writer in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul will help. Uh-oh. Paul's going to write your copy today.
My Emma.
All right.
Emma.
I got my Emma Award.
Oh. All right.
Sweetie, have it.
All right, I'm one. And
that is a fine award.
I'm one, and Anthony's two. It'll be very obvious what the problem is here.
Let's see how quick everybody can figure out what the problem is with the copy, okay? I say it's with
the first
line.
Well, you're in charge, don't you?
I love the lack of any responsibility Tom has for anything.
Well,
that
he had one of two choices. If he spent time proofreading, the board would go dead again, and the entire station would get.
I'm monitoring the boa.
All right, Tom. Here
we go. Let's read this.
Hey, Anthony, where'd you get the new car?
I got it at Premier Mitsubishi, Opie.
Tom,
have you figured out the problem yet?
When will Anthony's car be arriving in New York City?
When am I getting my Mitsubishi, my Premier Mitsubishi?
I'm going to call the guy tomorrow. Make sure it's coming.
And then, Opie, read the next line because now I'm getting bashed. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, this is not a knock against Mitsubishi. If they want to give Anthony a free car, I'm sure he'll drive it.
Well, I think off the bat, Anthony's not committing to that first line. What's your motivation for saying
okay,
that?
Opie, read the line. Go all the way down to the bottom of that first one.
Well, no, I want to start over.
Here okay.
Because I think I can do it better.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, where'd you get the new car?
I got it at Premier Mitsubishi, Opie.
Yeah, I've seen your credit. Who co-signed for you?
Okay, Tom.
Tom,
I see the problem there. What am I now? I'm an old poor boy. Can't afford a new car. I have bad credit. All of a sudden, I got, like, lousy credit. I'm a scofflaw. Well, Opie, I've been running from the law for robbery.
I'm syndicated in 33 markets, and I can't get a credit card.
I need a co-signer.
And by the way, it says, hey, where you get the new car? Who wrote this? What southern idiot wrote, where you get the new car?
Hey, Anthony, where you get the new car?
You know, I was helping his writing, but yeah, it makes
where
it better.
Where you get new car?
All right, we'll start again. Let's see if there's any other problems.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, where you get the new car?
I got it at Premier Mitsubishi Open.
Yeah, I've seen your credit, man. Who co-signed for you?
Man, I went and saw the Bishop and Owensby. They get everybody approved, and most don't need a co-signer, man.
Well, what if you don't have any credit or you have bad credit, man?
Bishop and Owensby at Premier Mitsubishi can handle any credit, good or bad.
It's like a Japanese guy from the 60s wrote this.
And have you handled in less than 10 minutes.
Premier Mitsu.
Mitsu.
Yeah, it's like that little hip familiar.
Get the lingo, man.
Premier Mitsu can handle.
Well, this stinks.
You really should be sterilized for this.
Awful. Yeah.
I already am.
You know what it is, Tom?
We've never
been good with the pre-written Opie Anthony back and forth banter scripts.
Gotcha.
Never, ever good. Always
gotcha.
Comes off sounding
bad. I like
bad.
The note. Ben, well, tell O&A they can definitely go off the coffee.
Boy, I did. That was me.
Yeah, I know. It's important that you gave them that permission.
They just want to get the point across that anyone can get financed in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes.
Hey, I'll go off the coffee.
Okay.
Hey, Anthony, screw your great new car. I need some Coke. Where's Tom?
He's making show of the station still on the air.
I know you can drink in the airport.
He's drinking in the airport. Tom, maybe you should feed your radio station some Coke and it'll stay on all night long.
I might have to come. It might come to that one day, you know.
You could drive away in a brand new Mitsubishi, in one hand the steering wheel, in the other a brimming ice-cold hurricane.
A hand grenade.
As you leave the showroom floor in your new Mitsubishi, you could be doing 90 miles an hour with a drink in each hand.
Drive with your knees as you go through the crawfish drive-thru. Crawfish Monica.
Oh, God. That's
well, Tom, how about a rewrite, and we'll see what you got for us.
All right, I'll take care of this personally.
Rewrite it so that there are no words on the page.
Okay. you just kind of want to know the name of the place, the car they sell.
Are you
and the
more
phone
drunk
number.
From the last time we talked to you? Like 20 minutes later, you sound more hammered.
How about, hey, Anthony, my neck hurts. I have cancer. I've had it for years.
Really?
I
go
just
down
to be a priest, live in a monastery, serve God, and they defrock me.
You know every line.
I know. How many times did
that's
you see
scary.
JFK? Okay.
It's 40.
40 times.
It ties
I bet.
In New Orleans.
It's so good.
Very
it's
good.
Such a great movie.
You saw that movie that.
It's a guy's film. You find me one chick that can sit through that. No action, dummies. Not one girl I've ever effed can get through JFK without saying something stupid or broad like.
Hold on. We're throwing a girl in a dumpster soon. Calm down. You'll feel
I'm going to read. I'll read it for you. Though.
All right. Tom.
All
right.
I'm making
Tom.
A stop. I'm making my nightly stop on the way home.
Thank you. Much obliged to you, Tom.
Getting
much
cold,
obliged.
Getting a cold one. You know what I mean?
No, he's really stopping for beer right now.
Right now.
He's the guy that we're depending on.
Enjoy the keg.
You want to talk to the cashier?
Yeah, let's talk to the cashier.
Okay. Tom,
you know the rules. Tell him they're on the air.
Okay, I will. I know the rules.
Yeah, he's just not a thing sample. Yeah, he's just friends.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, how you doing?
How you guys doing?
Go ahead.
Yeah, all I need to get is just one beer.
She's going, you're the idiot that wrote that copy for Premier Mitsubishi? Get out of my store.
Put it on the radio.
Let's see.
How you doing?
Tom.
Hey.
Tom, put it on the phone.
All right. Here.
Let's see.
Opie and Anthony, we do a radio show down here.
Wait,
I just want to ask you something. I'm actually there from New York.
Can I get my bag?
I'm sorry.
She's going to slap you upside your head.
Wait, what's her problem there, Tom?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey,
I'm fine.
What's your name?
Jamil.
Jamil, what did Tom over there just buy?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's 5:45.
What? No. No one said what time it is, stupid. What did Tom just buy? Listen.
Huh.
What did he just buy?
A beer.
How much beer?
Hello? 24. Miller Lite?
34 ounce?
24 ounce.
Oh, 24 pack?
Yeah. No, 24 ounce Miller Lite.
Did you float ounce. Over on a raft? What are you talking about?
I want to see your green card.
All right.
Like everybody in line is getting really pissed off at me.
I bet. Well,
they're
going to get their Funyuns and beer. They got to get home. Wheel of Fortune is about to come on. They don't have a life. What are they worried about?
Hey, Tom, put a gal on the phone. Let's say hi to a gal.
You want it to?
Yeah, tell them they're on the air, though.
How about a Southern Belle?
Let me get back up.
We're going to get a Southern Belle. A nice Southern Belle on the air.
Oh, I don't know. Nice.
I do declare your poop shoot is the most pretty.
We're kind of in a
instead of getting a you know Southern
a bad neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
I do declare.
You know what I'm
Tom
saying?
Is some kind of a man.
Mendacity.
You're not getting a Southern Belle here, boys. Believe me.
She might
be getting Queen Latifah's angry young sister, but she's coming out. She's
well,
got
as
a
soon
saint,
as she's done military
saint,
pressing, have her come to the phone.
Wait, he's waiting
saint,
for the lady
saint
to
saint jacket
leave.
On with some baggy jeans.
Yeah,
he's waiting outside.
And hold on, wait
out,
Todd.
All right.
Hey, how you doing? Man. This is Opie and Anthony from New York to do a radio show.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to talk to you on the air. They're syndicated in like 50 markets.
Oh, okay.
Big numbers. Hold on.
Okay.
Opie and Anthony.
Hello?
How you doing, baby?
Okay, how you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Tom?
Yes, sir?
Kathy, Tom was supposed to pick the ugliest woman in that parking lot. Are you the ugliest woman in that parking lot?
Oh, that's what he's supposed to get?
Yes.
Oh, Tom, why would you do that to me?
He just told me you started picking the ugliest woman in the parking lot.
No, they didn't. Oh,
why would you do that?
Oh, man.
No,
I'm not doing this.
He's gone. She threw the phone down.
Effing
brilliant.
That's great.
Norton. Give that Emmy to Norton right
there
now.
There you go. That's
holy
great.
Jesus Christ. We're all funniest goddamn thing. We're all trying to flip it.
And you nailed it.
Holy. That was too goddamn funny. I need to hear that again.
Immediately.
Immediately.
We're running out of time on the show.
Oh, you don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
They told me you were supposed to be the ugliest woman.
Oh, my God.
Hung up.
Tom.
Hey.
Hey, what happened, man?
I think you might...
How you doing, man?
He threw the phone at me.
God damn, that was funny.
What'd she do to you?
She said, you thought I was the ugliest woman in the parking lot, Tom? And then she said something else to you, and then the other girl that was in line, or the other lady, I should say, that was bitching about the me hitting her Funyuns. She hollered at, come on, leave him alone. And then she threw the phone at me and left.
Tom,
you hung me out to dry there.
You know,
you hung me out to dry there. I need a drink.
God, he never disappoints. We're going to have to wait.
She threw the phone at me.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Opie. I love Snatch.
Anthony.
Bring on the horse.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You filthy crummies.
Worse than Anthrax. That's going to make a sweeper.
Where's the kaboom?
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Our buddy, our pal, has entered the studio. Brewer!
I like the dirty little birdies we got going on there. Lot of ass. Lot of ass.
I'll tell you what, I've had swamp ass for the last 4 hours.
Have you?
There.
Why?
Because
it's 98.
Yeah, you get cranky ass.
No, you get swamp ass.
Swamp ass, I understand.
You get swamp pimples.
Oh!
Ow!
You got to watch out. You don't build up a fragrance back there, you know?
No, this weather will make you violent.
No, it's going to happen when you take your underwear off later.
What is going to happen?
It's going to look like a shoeshine rack.
Take it off. Let's see what you got. So, yeah, we got some fine-looking...
Those are all moms out there, Jim.
Are they really?
This is a mom contest. Yeah, take a gander. Yeah, it's the moms that like to have contest.
That's a mom?
That's a mom.
Can you believe it? Of like 13 and 14-year-old kids.
And those are...
Oh, Adam!
Adam Ferrara in the studio now.
How are you?
Adam Ferrara, what's up, bro?
Whose mother is that?
You see that?
Oh, see my mom, I'm going to get her naked.
That's
Brewer brought his mom.
You know something? Brewer comes in, and I look and go, Brewer brought his mom with him. His mom is right outside, and there's things going on out there that, you know, I don't know. I know my own mother turns this show off.
That's not maternal instincts going on out there.
No.
You see those boobs? Those are real.
That's in your Paula Poundstone family of mothering.
Rosie O'Donnell, mother.
So, unbelievable.
Maybe get Rosie down here.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's what we want to see.
Rosie O'Donnell, try to get Rosie down here.
Want to see a flatso. Please.
Yuck.
So we're going to have those pictures up on WNEW.com. What were you thinking? Is your mom cool with stuff like this?
Oh, my mom's crazy.
Yeah?
She's out of her mind.
Because I'm looking, you know.
Yeah, and my sister. My sister's...
That's your sister right there, right?
Yeah.
Right on. There you go.
See, that was an accident. She's like in her 50s. I was a little.
Oh, you weren't supposed to be born?
Yeah, that was
your name was supposed to be Oops
Brewer.
My mom's Brewer.
Like 40, 41.
Hey, Brewer, keep your sister away from Adam. It doesn't seem to stop him.
Oh. Oh.
When did this happen?
He'll date your sister at the drop of a hat.
What happened?
You know, you
what
should happened? Have a vein running up your face. You're that big a dick.
It was many years ago, Brewer. We were hanging out, like, we grew up together.
Yeah.
And,
his sister liked me, and we went out.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, well, what was
it? Oh, I told
you. No, okay. Anthony promised me his sister so I wouldn't invade his land. What do you think it was?
Some kind of arranged thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You didn't have to accept.
Could have just said.
I asked permission. I went to the Joe Buck Anthony Council. And
the
I go,
Don.
Look, my intentions are pure. I mean you no disrespect.
Were you like the king of the block?
No. It was just, you know, it was a group we hung out with and stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, you could say things like, hey, look, I'm really good friends with your brothers and stuff. And I don't think it would be appropriate. But Adam didn't have that in his vocabulary.
I asked you first, and I got a dowry of 2 sheep.
You dropped suddenly like, hey, your sister's hot. Don't even think about
it. Yeah, that's what happened. You know?
She liked me.
Oh. All right. Well, ooh.
See, that's how you're talking about 50-year-olds.
And he with his brothers. What am I going to do there? Yeah, you can't even get him with a payback.
I'm sorry. I got a couple of cousins you can look at.
Louise is hot.
Oh, God bless you. You go out with my mother, first thing you do is going to get a thank you note from my father. I swear to God, I asked him the other day, I said, Pop, how's married life? He goes, ah, it's killing me, but I'm not giving up. She ain't going to win. I'm telling you right now.
My dad always said, I said, Dad, how's marriage life? He goes, put it this way. My day exists with a pork chop and a good crap. That's a good thing.
My father's a diabetic. I go, how you doing? How am I doing? Every morning I p*** on a stick. How do you think my life is? Ooh, I hope it's purple.
It's, you know, it's the
now
little things in life.
I got a crap.
Yeah. The little things in life that make you happy at that age.
My father doesn't even answer the phone anymore. I go, Pop, don't you hear the phone ringing? It's never good news. Leave it alone. It'll stop.
I gotta love Big Joe. Hey, Brewer, does your mom smoke pot or what?
No, she never did.
No?
Did your mom?
No.
Did you ever smoke pot or no? Give a thumbs up, a thumbs down. No? You're a dirty liar. Well, last time, I will say this. Look at her right now. You see my mom?
Well, we can put her on the air for a sec. No?
75. Yeah, sure, Mom. Come here for a second.
We'll be nice.
It doesn't matter. She'll come right back at you.
Oh, talk to
Brewer's mom.
Mom, come here.
Brewer's mom.
Brewer's mom.
How are you?
Do you remember when you got hammered when you were in the city? She came.
Yes,
now, look at my mom.
So did my daughter.
No. Yeah. You got wrecked. First of all, it's 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, 2 in the morning.
2.
How you talking with
Ma, it was 5 in the morning.
2.
This is what I hear, like, you know when, like, you were trying to sneak in as a kid?
Right, yeah.
Just praying not to. This is what I hear. And this is, okay, I hear the door open. I hear this.
I did not.
Jesus Christ! I'm on the floor! I'm on the floor! I can't get my pants off! I can't get my pants off! I get so jerked!
She fell out of a cab into a puddle? You think I'm lying? No. Did you not do that in
the
village?
No, we fell off the curb into the street.
Oh, much better.
What's your poison, Mrs. Brewer?
Oh,
what
geez.
Do you like? Martinis?
Nice.
Martinis.
Started today.
What do you like, the Absolute or...
No.
No?
What dry. Kind of,
yeah.
Oh, really?
I would like straight up extra dry, just a little vermouth, not too much,
no
and
ice.
Some chinky food.
Uh-oh. Who's she calling into the studio?
My daughter that was with me when we fell in the gutter.
Did you both fall in the gutter?
Yes, we did.
Your sister fell in the gutter,
yeah,
too?
Fell in the gutter.
My sister gets just as hammered.
Really?
She hasn't done it in a long time.
And her husband had to pick us out and put us in the cab.
Oh, my God.
She's like Arthur. 75, sorry.
74.
You're 74?
Yeah.
You're quite a firecracker at 74, I gotta tell you that. Wow.
Show us the boobs.
Jim, stop it now.
Well, I met your mom. We should put your mom.
Oh, I know. The party right there. My mom.
Tear ass up.
My mom, I take her to see Jim Brewer at the Vanderbilt a couple of months back. She is so hammered. She just, hey, Jim, I love you. I love you. You are the greatest thing. And she's hanging on. I'm like, Mom, either take him in the back room or stop right now. Because
I would do you, but you know what? I don't know if I want to do you.
I would do you. I would do you.
Want to.
Oh, that's great. You'll offer Brewer your mother, but I can't date your sister.
Hey, you did. Yeah, oh, my mother just out of control. But yeah. These two together would probably be quite the item. Falling out of cabs all over the city.
Now, just one place.
Just one?
Yes.
And
we managed to get home.
Yeah, that's all that counts.
I fell out of the car.
She couldn't get her pants off. I had to come in there. I had to take my mother's pants off.
Oh, my God.
Well, I took your pants off for 34 years.
Jim, she didn't come home after being out. Jim, after being out with friends, she didn't come home with dick written on her forehead like you.
No, unfortunately.
What's on your face?
Just dick all over your face. She used to show up. She knew I'm getting wrecked or like around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, your friend would come pick you up like, yo, man, we'll take a drive around the corner. Yeah, you got it. This effort would show up. When you are peeking, you know when you're like, wum, 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 wum. Life sucks. Get out of the goddamn car now! Get out! And who are these whores you went with?
No, we did that?
Oh, yes, no. I remember.
There were girls with you?
She hunted me down at a pizza place.
These chicks are whores. Get them out of here, all of them, right now. Don't look at me like that, Missy. You're a whore.
Oh, my God.
She's a whore, Norman.
My best friend was Joe, and she's like, and Joe, I'm very disappointed in you humping that girl against the wall at Shayna's Pizza.
You think I'm lying?
No, I did do that.
This is like a therapy session for Joe.
Isn't it?
Made him get in the car, and he said, yeah. You're embarrassing me. I said, you haven't seen anything yet.
This is out in the street, you know, Queens.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
The brothers are watching, just having a field day. Yo, that nigga be raping out by his mother. Moms be raping, that nigga be taken down by his mom, yo. Mom be taking that nigga down.
Lucy farted in the gutter. Oh, snap!
He called that bitch a whore!
Were they whores, Jim?
Yeah, they were.
Mom, how did you know they were whores?
You can tell.
You could just tell.
Yeah, they had that look.
They had the look?
Yeah.
Right, they had that look.
Reputation?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you were disappointed in his friends? See, my mother was never disappointed in Anthony. I expect it from him.
Yeah, I know. I was a great thing for Adam to have around because it made him look so good in the eyes of his parents. That'd be around him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other one with the tattoos.
Why can't you be like Adam? Be like Adam. Adam, I know you're good friends with Joseph, but please don't take his example with the tattoos.
Right.
Okay? They look good. It's fine for him,
yeah, for
but
now.
Not you.
You're
with
not
the tattoos.
Tough.
That's fine.
Put an earring in your ear.
Oh, did he get the earring?
You have an earring, bro?
Mom, what's wrong with the earring?
I didn't care.
Oh, you didn't care? Cool. Oh, if my son wants to be a faggot... That's
well,
his
that's
business.
What my dad did. My
yeah,
dad
my dad
just,
was not happy when I got.
Yeah. But he doesn't yell. He just gives you that look like.
Faggy.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Why didn't you go stick a donkey down your throat and just end the day? Put on a skirt and put the donkey in the on your chin and let's go round and round. I pack it in. I fought in World War II for this?
Just for an earring.
Did you get a tattoo? You have a tattoo, bro?
No.
Oh,
I was too scared for that.
I told my father, I said, you know, I think I want to get a tattoo. My father said, you better tattoo a new address on your arm because you ain't living here.
They all got that smart-ass remark,
yeah,
you know?
Always like that.
Hey, we were going to ask your mom if she, you know, did you used to smoke the wacky tobacco?
Never
I
did that,
smoked.
Right?
I'm very virtuous.
Yeah. And you raised a Jim Brewer.
And I raised 5 bad children.
You were the leader.
You're probably very proud, though, right?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, did you really have a dog named Duffy?
Yes, we did.
Little Duffy.
Little Duffy. He used to hang out underneath
Casey
the table.
Mookie.
Mookie?
And Casey? I'm not going to tell you why I call him Mookie.
Mookie Wilson?
Yeah, Mookie. Yep.
Right on.
I'm not going
to
tell you. Gee, let me think. Was he black?
Yes.
Okay. That's all we needed to know.
No, he was a right fielder.
Duffy! And you had to clean the crap off of the back of Duffy in the later years?
Used to
no, I didn't
do
that.
No, Jim had to do that. Yeah,
Before you go out, wipe the crap off Duffy's tail. And no goddamn drinking tonight. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
You would have to say that. Preface it before you went out. No, I'm not drinking.
Was he a big drinker there, Mom? Jim?
I think so.
Yeah? Out with his friends and
I
stuff.
I never came home drunk. Well, you know what was cool? It's like she would be passed out because you would have 2-3 martinis at 10 p.m.
I could be humping someone right on the couch. My mother would be right next to me.
But
my
dad's
six-pack in. My dog wiping his ass. I'm...
Oh my God!
She wouldn't wake up for hours. But what would happen is in the morning, my dad was a sanitation worker, so he would get up about 4:35, Dad, and he'd always get up, and this is where I'd get, "Hey, jackass, get up!" Like that, you know. I just fell asleep a half hour ago. Still says "nice head, dink" all over my face. And he goes, "Hey, last night we all effed up." I go, "No." He goes, "Your ass. The car's in the bushes. Before your mother wakes up, you jackass."
That was the dead giveaway, man. Because there have been days you come outside and you go, "I did not park my car like that." You know, and you kind of remember trying to parallel park or something or pull in the driveway, and you were really paying attention.
Uh-huh.
"Oh, I got to get a little closer to the curb. I'm good like this." Why? You come out, you're in the middle of the road, or your car's backed into the curb.
I like you're like 2 feet
away. 2 feet away from the curb on an angle. It's like, wait, you couldn't even straighten it out.
These days you come out, and that's not my car.
Not only is it parked all left up, that isn't even my car.
In the middle of the night, you hear, "What the hell? What you did? Nice pork job, dick."
You come out. "I didn't put, someone moved it, man."
You got it easy. My father used to go to bed when I'd be home at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I said, "Pop, I'll be home." He goes, "You're going to be home at 11 o'clock. I am setting my alarm. I'm going to bed. I'm setting my alarm for 10:59. You better turn it off before I do."
Oh.
That's a good idea.
Oh, look at that. A little late. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Well, we used to, the first time drinking, she was up. You know, like those nights you just go out and it just happens?
Yeah.
He's just like, "Oh my God, it's 4:30. What happened, man? Where's my pants and my money? Who's the dirty Mexican chick?"
She's a whore.
So I came home, and the first night I really went drinking, I came home, and it was like 3 in the morning, and she was waiting at the door.
Oh,
you know, this is a friend's field day. "His mom's off. What a faggot. What a faggot. What a faggot." And the whole time she's yelling, Jesus Christ, this is when I raise you the bean. My dad was clearly like, "Geez, he don't know where he's at. Wait till the morning, for Christ." He's all effed up. Give me one of your White Castles, ass.
It's kind of traumatic for a mom the first time you come home all effed up.
Well, he was the youngest, and I went through that before with quite a few of them.
She looks at her daughter in the corner.
My sister, which my mom didn't find out until like a year. Or did you find this out yet? My sister.
Oh, no.
Wrecked the garage door, yes.
She tried to sneak out with the car. This is a nice head move, Doreen. She gets in the car with her friends, and she's not sure how to start the car yet, whatever. She starts the car, starts rolling too far. Car starts coming, she doesn't know it. She panics.
Right through my garage.
Right through the garage door.
Nice way to sneak.
Garage door comes down, and she's like, "I didn't know what happened. It just broke." After 3-4 martinis, "Yeah, I guess it's broke." You fell for that once about 2 years ago.
I fell for it for a while, and then I thought, oh, no, they're lying again.
Isn't it fun when you years later you come forward with some of these stories
and you tell
to your parents?
All of a sudden your brain says, they're lying.
Yeah. Right.
You always say, "Oh, you think I'm a Big Met fan," which they do suck. It's
hard. Let's not even. What do you think of Piazza's new hairdo?
I have a hard time defending myself against the diehard Yankee fans. Dude! Give me an F.
I think it looks nice.
Give me an A. Give me a double G. Must I continue? Nice hair. D double E K. Dick. Come on.
Man.
Well, anyway.
Help us out. Get that hair back to normal.
First time we moved down to Florida in like 86, 87. First time I come down there, I moved back New York. First time I come visiting back. You know, we got our dog Mookie. The Mets are playing the Cubs. I don't realize our neighbor is from Chicago. Right? What was she on? The
was Tom. Whoever, Tom and whatever name is. So they're
we're on in Chicago
she's
right now.
Watching.
So.
Hey, what's up, Chicago?
That's all right.
I'm sure it's a nice story.
No, go ahead.
Hey, Chicago rules. So anyway, she goes like this. She goes, whatever, the Mets hit her, whatever, they score some runs, whatever. She opens up the sliding glass door, and she goes running out into the patio area. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? She runs to the fence of neighbor's yard. Take that, you goddamn Cubbies fan! And go back to Chicago where you're from, the Cubs suck! Way to go, Mookie!
Am I exaggerating?
No.
Strike three!
If there was a bad call...
This umpire is from Chicago. They pay him off. That's where mobsters are from, Chicago. And they're paying off the damn Cubbies.
They do.
They do.
So do the Braves.
Yeah. We all know that. Diehard Met fan, huh?
Yeah, that's just
sorry. Stuff. Sorry to hear that.
Too bad.
We're having a tough year.
It's a tough year for
the
Mets.
We're just done.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Matter of fact, your office called me asking if I want some Met ticket from you.
I haven't called you back. I can't give them away. I'm going Yahoo.
I'm just so depressed.
I'm going Yahoo. Anyone want fireworks night?
No.
Hey, McGuire's coming. Nice. I'll watch it on TV.
Can't even make fun of Rocker anymore at Chase Stadium.
You can't do anything. What are you going to do? Yankees are gone. There's nothing to do but fight Mexicans.
So why are you guys in town today?
There you go.
Inappropriate, Bell. Mom, why are you in town?
I'm visiting him.
I decided to come in and try to keep him in line.
Yeah, good luck.
We're just hanging.
I'll tell you.
That's cool.
We're hanging.
Going to
we have
jam
other moms.
Fest tonight.
Yeah, oh, yeah? What's that about?
It's just jam. It's just... they. You know, it's like a festival. It's awards and people are jamming.
You're hosting it, right?
Yeah.
Can the public go? Or
it's beyond
sold out and all that. Okay, cool. So we don't have to talk about that.
No, we don't talk about that.
But we could talk about Caroline's if you have nothing to do.
Ah, Adam.
Yeah.
Tonight, you Sunday live comedy so loud. Your testicles will rumble in Japan.
Adam Ferrara. Selznick, Vaughn, and Ruffino present. Molly Hatchett and Adam Ferrara.
Guitar Pete Axe Attack.
Live in concert.
Comedy.
Adam Ferrara.
From Englishtown, New Jersey, the fires are brewing. Summer Nationals with Adam Ferrara. See the guy who fouled Anthony's sister, Adam Ferrara. Live on stage, Delsner, Vaughn, and Ruffino present the Charlie Daniels Band and Adam Ferrara. Live. AC/DC.
I saw that.
You did.
Oh.
Brewer is the hugest AC/DC fan.
Yeah.
Your mom's shaking her head.
This is what he used to do in the house. How many times did I do this in the house? And Dad would just open the door and go, Jesus Christ. He just shut the door.
The Adam Ferraris outdo your sister too, Tor. Adam Ferrara.
On the giant stage of Caroline. Brought to you in Sensoround.
Bang your sister to her behind, please.
OxyCan and Miller High Life present
Adam Ferrara.
Don't Get Anthony's Sister Pregnant Tour with Adam Ferrara. Doing all his sits. Stay still. It'll be over in a minute.
Carolines presents Adam Ferrara and the Allman Brothers for 26 consecutive days. The first 500 guests will get free ribbed Trojan to bang a sister. And a lucky winner.
Finger tour.
A lucky winner can smell Adam's finger. For a limited time, Adam will pick out someone's sister from the crowd and have sex with her. The Hospitaliano Tour.
Hide your mothers, hide your sisters.
Especially your sisters. And then join Adam for dinner at the Olive Garden. Hospitaliano. All the salad and breadsticks you can eat.
Rock. God, is that funny. How perfect is the voice?
Oh, dude, unbelievable. Since I was 8 years old.
The Pooper Tour.
Anal Rock.
Anal Rock.
I love it. Brewer
with
does
Adam Ferrara.
That's a show.
Are you ready for it?
Hey, Mom, what'd you think of that? He's done that before.
I think he's been drinking.
I don't think he's mine.
That's what my mom says.
It can't be mine.
I switch babies at birth.
Yeah. Oh. Now, I could see where Brewer got a little some of this from.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't moms hysterical, though?
Yeah.
You're just hysterical.
She tends to grab her boob when she's annoyed at me, and she goes...
what'd you say?
I swear.
It's great, man.
What'd you say, you kidding? You.
Hey, we got to take a break. We're still...
Yeah.
We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.
Bikini Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stuff, all coming this spring on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
This is really good ice cream. You want some of it? Oh, my bad. I didn't know what lactose intolerance makes you ask. Gas fights off the girls' way. All the friends you keep are those you pay. Always on the ready for the wax snack attack. I carry sandwiches around in a straight head style. Dance for a backpack. Got the gadgets you can't bar. Control your mind. You can jump in a pond. Go quack, quack. Clap your arms. Leaving your ears but completely unarmed.
Steven Lynch is here.
Pike's here. He's going to do a couple songs.
Yes.
I heard a couple songs, Anthony.
Ah.
A couple,
huh? And somewhere in there.
What did we do to deserve
more than one? What, you heard that too?
God damn it.
That just means we love you.
If you don't want me to hear it, you shouldn't broadcast over the, what do you call it?
The radio.
Oh,
God. Yeah. And somewhere in this montage of songs, will we be hearing the bowling song?
If you want to hear it, that's
fine. I've been getting psyched up just by playing this sound.
Oh! Was that a bowling pin?
Yeah, it's a bowling ball. With some pins. Here it goes. Look.
Bravo. Perhaps you could play that throughout
audition.
The
song.
See how that works.
The
other things that I'm pretty sure you're going to be playing.
No,
in the
I want to hear the song. We need a pristine recording of it.
All right. Okay.
All right. All right. So what are we starting with today?
A little song I wrote called She Got a Smile. And I think that's the tentative title anyway. And mm-hmm. it's about something that all or many guys go through when they go to a bar, hang out, have a couple drinks, and they see that special lady across the room.
Yes.
You just feel there's some chemistry. So
sure.
Here we go. And to help me out, my friend Mark Tyke is going to play.
She got a smile, yeah, she got a smile, and she's flashing it right at me. She got a wink across the bar, and I know that it's meant to be. She got a walk, oh, she walking over, and I think it could be my day. She got a friend. Oh, she got a friend. Now why she's standing in her way?
It's a big fat friend.
Oh God, there's always
big
one
fat friend
to wreck my f-ing fun. Now baby, 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 if it's boots you wanna knock, leave your chubby friend at home because she's gonna block the cat. Now I'm afraid of no man with any I'll contend, but I cannot compete with your big fat friend. Big fat friend. So big fat friend, we meet again. You will not leave her alone. You roll your eyes, make sarcastic comments. Why, you're sucking on a chicken bone. But that's okay. You think you won the battle, but I tend to disagree. See, I know you and your Achilles heel, and he's sitting next to me. It's my non-discriminating friend.
So what then? You're a cow.
Non-discriminating friend.
I nail you anyhow.
Yeah. No, he smells like whiskey and he's had a couple rounds.
With every shot of Jaeger, hey, you lose a couple pounds.
Now, baby, 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 bring the evening to an end. Just you and me and my pal.
And your big fat friend.
Hey, that's all right, man.
Yeah.
Steven Lynch.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank
you can't follow that song with the bowling song, man.
Sure.
Yeah, seriously,
it wouldn't
come
be
on.
Right, man.
It really wouldn't be right.
Are you, guys, come you, guys on. Are off next, you guys are off next week, yes?
Yeah, right. We need to play all these songs next week.
Including the bowling song.
I've never heard it.
No one has. We played it once.
It's a great song.
If we had it on tape, we would have been able to play it.
We have Stephen Lynch CDs at this point. We have like three
I
of
know.
Them. Every song he's ever done
that,
on the show
that
except
one didn't
for
make
one.
The cut.
It's amazing.
Is it that bad?
No.
Don't answer that, please.
I don't. You know, I don't remember the last time I heard it, so I couldn't tell
it,
you.
It's a bit unorthodox. It's not the usual, you know.
I do remember after the show when we went to the office, Opie went, dude, what's with that bowling song?
Hey, wait, man. I've taken enough abuse today. Come on. I got everyone else hating me in the room. I think I came in and I was
looking to fill a little time. And
right.
I dug into the bag of old, old songs, and that's just one I came up with.
I kind of liked it. I've been known to toss that big, heavy, round ball.
There were some good obscure bowling references in the song.
It's chock full of bowlers.
Chock full.
ABC, you know, bowling.
Were there references to that thing that blows the air out to dry your hands?
No, I missed that one.
Damn it. It's like my favorite part of bowling. A ball return.
Well.
Damn.
Do we do the bowling song again?
I would hope so eventually. Bad. I would have thought Steven would have had enough beers where he wouldn't really care about doing the bowling song.
Yeah, what? Where did we go wrong?
What happened? You know, we got a Jaeger machine in the office.
I'll play the bowling song if you want me to play it.
Tripping breakers, but
it
sure tastes dandy.
You want people tuning out 40 minutes early.
Oh, believe me. They will not tune out. They will want to stick around to the end so the instant feedback and phone calls can go crazy.
At this point, I'm surprised you and I have friends.
What's this you and I stuff? I kind of like the song.
Hey, good cop said he liked the song. Okay, what are you going to do?
Well, it was his turn.
Damn it, it used to work, man. Don't gag, don't work no more.
They know all our tricks.
Good cop, bad cop.
Who was actually enjoying?
Although I do think Joey is the driver is a ridiculous thing and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Lewis actually enjoys when we make fun of him now.
I actually have plenty of songs that I've played on this show that I'm sure you haven't repeated. But, you know,
No,
I don't want to.
That's the only one.
I think that's the
those
only
really? Is that
one.
The only one?
That's the only one.
Wow. Like every other one we played.
It's not even, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not, it's not
some
good,
of,
but.
Some of the other ones suck much more.
Thank you.
That's horrible.
That's a true friend right there.
Yeah.
Really.
All right, it's Stephen Lynch and the bowling song.
Yeah. Let's all listen.
So you do want to hear it then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at a list of all the songs I've played on this show, and I don't see it on here.
He doesn't see Almighty Malachi, the bowling god.
Oh, that's the title.
It's the bowling god.
Right. All right, Steven.
I'm sure.
Here you go.
Just let it rip.
Here we go.
This one's for the Dynamite audience.
All right.
Oh, God. No. See, he's leaving.
Nice seeing you guys.
No, Steven. Steven, please sit down.
God damn. See, that absolutely was the last straw.
Oh, I don't, you know, I don't even know if I remember the words to this song. Literally, I haven't played it since that day.
Really?
I was just looking for a little filler, and I thought you might enjoy, you know, a song filled with bowling references.
Okay!
Dude, skip the second verse. Just go 1-3, 1-3.
All right.
All right, forget that you know it's about bowling. Can you do that? That's supposed to be kind of a surprise. But
I love how many excuses you're making.
It's classic.
All right, here's the song. Right,
well, we're waiting.
You watch me on your TV. Say that my job is easy. You say I am not athletic. You think my sport's pathetic.
See, at this point, you don't know what sport I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you can't judge me till you walked a mile in my bowling shoes. Got a ball that's smooth and all black.
Uh-huh.
Favorite ball sack. Oh yeah. Get a feeling in my soul as I finger every hole, and as I roll the ball I cry, let me bowl, let me die, I'm almighty Malachi. The bowling god, the smell of rosin gets me high. Kiss those green pins goodbye. I'm almighty Malachi. The bowling, bowling. Not a single man will try to beat almighty Malachi. All who challenge me are slain. Come on, Bruce Pickle-Lane, Marshall Holman, Gary Dickens. Get in line for your ass kickings. John Petraglia, Norm Duke. You're so lame it makes me puke. Who among the Pro Bowl sector dares to don his wrist protector? Not that pussy Nelson Burton tells me that his wrist is hurting. Well, hey, Mark Roth, hey, Earl the Pearl, are you scared to give the ball a hurl? How about Dick Weber and his son Pete? I'll turn the mother to cream of wheat. And as I roll the ball I cry, let me bowl, let me die, I'm almighty Malachi. The bowling god, the smell of rosin gets me high. Kiss those pins goodbye, I'm almighty Malachi. The bowling, bowling god.
Oh, the bowling pin sound.
I thought you said you forgot some of the words, man.
I did.
Seems
yeah,
like you summed that yesterday.
I was stunned by the number of bowling people you know.
Well, I did my research.
You absolutely. Damn, I didn't even know there were that many.
I don't F around.
I obviously.
You know a little too much about bowling.
I know. Yeah. Well, now we have it on tape.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that even though I knew you were going to make fun of it, I gave it 110 goddamn percent.
You absolutely did.
I was going to acknowledge that. Your face was turning red.
There was no holding back on the vocals.
I sang the S out of that song.
That's right.
It's funny.
it's
all right.
It's
Sally Kramer checking and saying, that is such a long way to go just to say ball sack.
who said that?
Sally Kramer.
Sally Kramer.
Yeah, that was interesting.
She is aware of the line, around which the entire song was built.
Right. John saying, forget the bowling balls, where are the ping pong balls? Not only is it bad, it's 7 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, some people don't know bowling as much as you do.
It's all right. I played it for the sole purpose of
handing
it to you on a silver effing platter.
You certainly don't have to make excuses.
Someone wants to know if you have a curling song.
Curling.
I could update it.
And just naming off all those professional curlers. Wouldn't that be something?
Those are real bowlers, by the way.
I didn't doubt it.
I know.
And there's some father and son team there.
Weber and Pete Weber. Yeah.
Really?
The Weber, yeah. I knew Anthony. Earl Anthony was in that song.
Earl Anthony.
Yeah, see?
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has one more in him, man.
Ah.
Well, now I'm raring to go.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm taking it. You don't want people yelling out for the bowling song.
You know, this is the odd thing. I know people, you know, you hate the song. I get tons of email about
that
song.
It's not that we hate the song.
From the one time it was played on your show.
We love the song.
It's on, you know, Napster or Nutella or whatever, and people still ask me about
it. We enjoyed the song there.
Bowlers from around the world.
Not as much as how we enjoyed you squirming, but we enjoyed the song.
It is funny.
Yes.
That's all right.
Come on.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
What song was longer, that one or Alice's Restaurant?
Okay.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
All right, one
the
more.
The boat sprang a leak, and I'll tell you about every minute that it took to go down. About an hour went by, and an inch of water was filling the bilge rather quickly. Jesus Christ, how long? It was up to their knees after 6 hours. The men were starting to panic. Gee, I gotta take a nap. Tell me when the water gets up to their neck. Could you please?
I haven't got to the part where I say, Lake Gitche Gumee. Lake Gitche Gumee.
They patched up the leak and they thought it would hold, and it lasted another 12 hours. It did?
Oh, no.
Jeez. They could have swam home rather quickly.
All right, one more Lynchy or what?
Is this about the strongman event?
Oh, God.
You know, there's people been talking a lot about heroes lately.
Yes, Stephen.
But bocce ball players are the true heroes.
Oh, God.
So I wrote a song about this. No. You know what, actually, I'm going to dedicate this song to Lil Gary.
Lil Gary. We say it with the apostrophe L-I-L.
Lil Gary.
Lil.
Like Abner.
Lil.
This one's for him. I came down to the breakfast table, felt like I could cry. I tried so hard but wasn't able to look you in the eye. For I am feeling so much shame, yes, I have brought disgrace. Can tell I've soiled my good name by the look upon your face. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it. Well, I was really cranking it. It wasn't my fault, and it wouldn't be so bad if you could just forgive me and talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad. No, I didn't hear you enter, no, I didn't hear the door. With my hand upon my member and my pants upon the floor. Now burnt into your brain is an image you despise. Like blood and guts and starving kids and Stevie Wonder's eyes. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes and don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been had. Talk to me, Dad. Yeah, the look upon your face made my swollen gland diminish. So I said, could you close the door? I really want to finish. Now to Daddy, I'm ashamed and I completely understand. If you never want to hug again or even shake my hand. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it. Well, I was really cranking it. Well, please calm down and don't get mad. Just because it was your bed, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Not that bad.
was only 17, you told me it was dirty, so it must be really creepy when your kid is pushing 30. But you cannot tell me, Dad, you've never had a whack at the thing that hangs below your belt and bumps into your sack. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking, and no use denying it. Well, I was really cranking. Now dry your eyes and don't be sad, but I wouldn't use those tissues. They've already been, just because it was your bed. It's not that. Rascals in West Orange tomorrow night, Ocean Township on Friday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Lynch.
Marshall Holman, Gary Dickens, hitting line for your ass, Jackie Johnson, Trang, the unknown Duke, your salami makes me puke.
All died on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That one we're going to play many times.
Yes. There you go.
We got to take a quick break. We're running
right. Right.
Stephen Lynch, always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
We're still stupid.
Well, if that's what it takes to get good ratings, we'll continue being stupid.
We don't care.
I've been expecting you to make exactly that asinine statement.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Theater of the Mindless.
N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027. WNEW.
Tammy, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Hey, Tammy, how are you?
I wanted to do the fake O today, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a feature that hasn't gotten off the ground yet, really.
No, well, kinda hopefully like I'll help you out.
Kind of like the 6 o'clock queef, we want to get this going as well.
Well, I can't do that for you, but...
Where are you calling from?
Philly.
Philly. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and it should be good. I used to work as a phone sex girl, so.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
She does have that voice.
Yeah, that means you're a fat pig.
Not quite. You'd be surprised how many girls do that.
Why?
Easy money.
Yeah, but a lot of the girls that do it, they sound a little different than.
And Tammy,
you
said not quite.
It wasn't like, no, I'm not fat, I'm hot.
You said not.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I'm so wonderful looking, but I'm not ugly either.
You got some junk in a trunk? Is that what it is?
Look, everyone has a problem area. Everyone. We all have it. Where's your problem area?
I don't know. I think I'm real curvy. And
that's what you call it.
No, I'm saying, don't worry.
Curvaceous.
No, but like I have like
I'm very Rubenesque.
No.
That's a word that fat people
don't be mean
made
to me.
Up.
I'm nervous about
that. No, we're not being mean.
I don't think we say this
out of love.
I don't think Rubenesque was ever used before fat people came onto this earth.
Rubenesque.
Well, I didn't use that word either. So.
No, okay.
Let's make up a new word.
Curvaceous.
Curvaceous.
No, I'm cute. People like me, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not one of those type of people who's going to brag about myself.
People say I have a good personality and a cute face.
They say I have a very cute face.
I have more than a cute face.
Yeah. Give us some vital stats. Opie, get your chart out. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2"?
Oh,
okay.
Boy. All right. Okay.
Is that on that chart, or do you have to go to the other one?
5'2 doesn't leave a lot of room for options here on my chart.
The curve drops off.
Drastically.
Yeah.
From 5'4 to 5'2".
Look at all the red area that's with 5'2",
oh,
as opposed
God.
To just 5'4". A couple of
there's a lot
picks
of,
up.
There's a lot of weights that can be involved with 5'6". Look,
yeah,
at, look
yeah.
at the 5'6". There's
I
a lot
know.
Of things that can be figured out here.
A lot of green zones. And not much yellow and not much red. In the 5'2 zone, there's minimal green, there's a lot of yellow, and a lot of red.
There's not much equations that you could do with the 5'2.
No. So give us a weight statistic.
I'm around 125.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Well, let's...
Okay, you put me in a tough position here.
It's kind of in the...
It's kind of curvy. Yeah, you're curvy. Now, how big is the bra size?
I'm a 36D.
Oh, D's, Opie.
Well, the 36 is important. 36 is a little big.
A little big in the back on a 5'2 girl.
On a 5'2. 36 is a perfect back for like 5'6 and above.
I don't know why you still got the chart, because
I'm using the new
program, Opie. I'm using the new program we got in.
No, 36D, 5'2, 125.
Yeah.
Thick legs.
Am I what?
Are you big boned, as they say?
No, not particularly.
It's she's on the border, right?
Oh, there it is. No, hold on.
She's right in between there.
Colby, I used to trust charts and papers before, but I'm putting the info in. All right. Press enter. Uh-oh. What is... Oh, boy. There is a problem. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I like big boys. Hey,
hey. Hey. Hey, hey.
I like big boys.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
All right. So, you know, you're curvaceous.
Yes, I am.
That's good.
And you used to do the phone sex?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Why don't you do it anymore?
It started to kind of gross me out a little bit.
Why? What was the one call that you took where you said, oh, God, I can't do this anymore?
Well, one of the last calls I took was this guy who called and... He had seen, like, his sister naked.
Ooh.
And he wanted to please himself while talking about his sister.
Yeah. Wow,
and
that's
I wasn't,
hot.
You know, I'm not really into
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, the sweetest taboo.
People want us to post the chart on Foundry Music, Ed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's highly classified,
that's
that
right.
chart. It's been compiled through years and years of research. And believe me, it's best kept in our hands.
Yeah, we're not going to just throw it out there.
No.
You got to figure out how to make a nuclear bomb on your own.
Really? Just compile some information. Make your own goddamn chart.
Not going to put the manifesto up there.
Won't be as accurate as this one. This is a very accurate chart.
So the guy wanted to get off.
Yeah, on his sister.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to talk about, you know, that. But I wasn't really into the incest thing, so.
No.
And I turned that call down.
Oh, you turned it down.
Yeah, you can turn it down if you want to.
Oh, really? What
well,
if someone
the guy's,
like,
just too much for you.
They got, like, topics listed and you get to choose?
Well, they give you this thing called a whisper message.
And
a computer will come on right before you get the phone call from the guy, and it'll tell you, like, what he's into, if it's, like, role play or dominatrix or, you know, hardcore, softcore, that kind of thing.
And what did that one say? Guy on line five wants to his sister.
No, they didn't give me that kind of warning.
Do you get to hear the old man moan?
Could you
I've had,
talk about
amazingly,
my sister?
Though, some guys just want to call and talk to you. They don't even want to talk dirty.
Lonely, disgusting, depressing.
I think that's even sadder than wanting to
F your sister.
It is. They'll ask you to, like, come to their house and stuff, and they don't even know you.
What name did you use?
Jade.
Hi, Jade. Could you, I saw my sister the other day, in the shower, and accidentally walked in. She didn't know that I had walked in, and I grabbed on to my and I just started cranking and cranking while looking at my sister, and I was looking at her nice big and I looked at, she has the hairiest you'll ever see.
She actually did say that.
Hairy and her hole is so tight that I figured I would just grab my and just jack. And before I knew it, I was spraying all over the bathroom like a fire hose. And she heard me go, oh! And she caught me. But when she turned around, she enjoyed what she saw. And she got down on her knees and my was in her face so quick. And she got rid of any residual that was left in my and I just want you now to play the part of my sister after she got out of the shower and talk about how you're going to hold your hole open while I get again. I get a big throbbing on. I slam this thing until your bleeds. But you're my sister, okay, Jade?
Okay. Jade, you want to play along?
Can you do this, Jade?
With the sister?
Yeah. hi, sis.
Hi.
You're getting in the shower, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm all nice and clean.
Oh, no, you're getting in. See? take... Yeah, I see you're just in your bra and panties right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you let me help you take that bra off? Turn around.
Oh, okay.
We're brother and sister, and we've grown up together, so I don't think this is too strange.
Well, we're just very close.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to take your bra off, and you're backing up into my hard right now.
Oh.
See, I'm right behind you, so you just back up, bend over a little so your rubs right up against my... Okay? Now, shake your right up against my... Okay? I'm taking your bra off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, I'm dropping it to the floor.
Oh.
And I'm putting my hands on your... Okay?
Okay.
And I'm squeezing your... Okay?
Okay.
Now, how does that feel?
Oh, that feels good.
Now, I'm slowly running my hands down your hips. Where your little panties are that I remember you growing up wearing.
Yeah.
Because you're my sister, remember?
Yeah.
How f***ing sick is this?
Very.
So I'm slipping my thumbs in each side of your panties, and I'm pulling them down.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember when we used to play in the backyard?
Oh, yeah.
Before all this dirty stuff happened.
Oh.
Yeah, we just used to play so innocently. This is just playing now as adults.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you play with my hard right now? Play like it like you used to play with your Barbie dolls, okay? Make believe my hard throbbing is a Barbie doll. Instead of dressing it up, you're trying to pull the head off of it. You're pulling the head off your Barbie, but it's not coming off, so you tug harder and harder and harder. And all of a sudden, Barbie's head explodes in a mess of all over your face.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah?
I'm filthying you up, so you have to shower. So now you're completely naked in front of me. And I drop to my knees. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what's happening now, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you're moaning with pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell it's so small.
Man, you need a razor.
A razor?
Sis, I'm giving you some brotherly advice. Shave your...
Don't end it, We all know!
What? Okay.
All right, it's Jade's turn.
Jade?
Yeah.
Sis? Help your brother out now. I'm standing here. You're completely naked. The shower's running. And, I'm standing here in my clothes and, quite frankly, feeling a little silly, sis. So help me out. What are you going to do for me?
I don't know what I can say because I'm on the radio. Can you bleep me out? Or
well, no, I can't bleep you out. I can't, but you have to be f***ing smart about this. I can't bleep you out. So use disguised words.
All right, I'm going to try. Like, it's much easier when
things
you can
like
say the term.
Use yam bag. And use
balloon knot
and use mule. But no, stay away from the balloon knot.
Okay.
I'm not into that, sis. You know that, sis.
That would be disgusting.
Remember the time when we were kids and we were playing in the backyard and I fell on the rake?
Yeah.
And my balloon, well, that, you know, I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it's a bad
experience. So I don't like, don't play with that.
Okay.
But talk about yam bag and my mule.
So we're in the shower, right?
Well, I'm still dressed, so help me out.
Oh, well, why don't I take your clothes off?
Yeah.
I'll start with your shirt, and then I'll slowly unzip your pants.
Oh.
Oh, we'll pull that nice, hard mule out.
Ooh.
Oh, because your sister wants to play.
Oh! Yeah?
Yeah. I want to put you in the shower and get you all nice and clean so I can make you all nice and dirty all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wash your back and your stomach and your legs until we get to that hard, big mule.
Oh, get a good one.
Oh, and I can stroke it back and forth.
Oh, really?
Like how we were little kids.
You are sick.
I know.
God, you're disgusting.
Job, you know?
Like when we were kids. We just used to play like regular as kids. It wasn't until we got older that we realized we wanted to each other. I wouldn't want to my sister as kids. We're older now, more mature. We got hair on our...
And you
and
have
only
some on
your...
your
sister as an adult.
Right, you have big now. You're not flat like you were as a kid. You have big, nice right?
Yeah.
And I have a huge that I want to put in your and they're both hairy, my and your right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Little kids, just for that, I'm going to spin you around and stick my up your and that's going to hurt.
Oh, Lord.
Sis?
Yeah?
Don't tell Mom.
Oh, I won't tell.
Ooh, look who's walking in. Mom.
Your sister will never talk to you again, Ed.
Yeah, thank God she's on a cruise.
Holy shit.
She doesn't have to remember when. Oh.
My God.
Well, wow. Well, she does pretty good. You could kind of hear in her voice.
Yeah,
that,
but she still wants to do the fake O, Ed. The fake O.
Oh yeah, that's going right. to do that.
All right, finish it off.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sounded like that shampoo commercial for a second.
Hey, good job.
Thank you very much.
I think we all needed that today.
Yes.
Oh, well, not the part before that, but that part we needed today.
Look at this guy from Jersey. You effing idiot. Shut the F up and let her talk. I had to build the storyline and the mood, jackass.
And I think it ended just fine.
Of course it did.
All right, Tammy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Joe, what's up?
You douchebags, man.
What's the matter?
I'm sitting here with my sister in her Saturn. We're staring straight ahead, man.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sorry.
Dude, you can't use that language.
Sorry.
Hold on. And that's too funny, dude. You got to clean up the crap. That was a funny line. So you're sitting there in the car.
Straight a freaking head, man. Oh, my God.
And you no one looks to turn the dial. Uncomfortable moment.
Oh,
you're in the,
that sucks.
You're in the car with your sister, and you're both
she's,
just
she's
staring.
She's driving. I'm not old enough.
That's
but,
hilarious.
Oh, man.
Is she hot?
I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. But my friend says she is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
But, ugh.
Thank you. That's very funny.
A little awkward moment for the guy.
Brian, what's going on?
Oh, my God. You gentlemen are definitely very secure in your careers. I got to tell you that much right off the bat. That was... I don't know whether to cry or go home and have myself repeatedly at this point.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah, there is a...
Oh, I'm disgusting. He's not... Jesus, Mary, Joseph.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
all right. Thank you, Brian.
There you go.
And we'll be back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Coming this spring.
On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Bikini Softball 2. The Return of WOW. Jim Norton's World Tour. Sex for Sam. WOW Stuff. All coming this spring. On the Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W.
127.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
W-N-E-W.
Gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turn and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Hey, old dirty, where'd you go?
I had to handle a phone call real quick.
Little business.
Yeah, little business.
Little business, right?
Little business.
Yo, Rick, man, what you trying to perpetrate on me, man?
You blowing up his spot there, Rick?
How do you know there was a phone call for you?
I was told by your staff that I had a phone.
Who?
A phone call.
I had a phone.
Who told you?
People answering the phone outside.
Who?
Stink.
Why would Stink tell you?
Because.
You just blew up our spot.
You're trying to blow up my spot.
You don't want to talk to her?
Yo, Rick, man.
Rick, the beat down on Friday I was going to give you ain't enough, right?
Some girl called in to talk to you. Why is Stinky warning you?
Stinky's... Deborah.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
You have a problem with Old Dirty?
Yeah, because he hit it and never called back, and he's fronting like it wasn't good when he gave me Henny and, like, St. Ives and stuff. Like, what's poppin', Lorenzo? I'm just wondering.
Wondering?
Yo, Lorenzo, what's up with this? You dissing the...
Now you give me shots of Henny to chase with St. Ives, and you wonder why I'm s***-faced and can't... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, watch that language,
yeah,
baby.
My bad.
What's up with that, Lorenzo?
Yo.
You're dissing the sister.
Yo, buddy.
Yeah, I'm saying
what,
you...
Yo, let me speak. Let me tell you. Yo, what I told you... But, yo, as a matter of fact, what did I tell you? I said, yo, whatever's going to happen or something happens, you know what I mean? Ain't, it can't come on the air, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not my fault.
So now you filed out, man. Now you filed out. Now you back on the bench, man.
Wait, hold on. You filed out, now you're back on the bench, man?
At least I paid for everything. That's all I have to say. I'm the prettiest piece of cooch that you'll never have.
What you talking
about? Wait, baby. Wait, I'm missing something here. Now, as I'm seeing, is Lorenzo hit that?
No, he didn't even because...
No?
Well, he did. Well, he...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then he didn't give you...
I called one time and his brother was like, he took his cousin into the city because of his chipped tooth or something. I was like, yo, what? You stupid...
That's a pretty bad excuse there.
All you're doing is making us respect Old Dirty even more.
You know what I mean? Thanks,
Norton. Yo, I respect you, Norton, but please stay out of it.
But, Deborah.
If you want to really get him back, sleep with me. That will make him want to box.
That'll get me upset.
Yo, Lorenzo, what's up with her?
No, it wasn't like that because I'm mad pretty and I was wondering
I ain't even trying to
diss the girl.
I ain't trying to diss your physicalities, you know what I'm saying?
You well, got it all pretty. I'm not stupid, I'm not no chicken head.
Mine's proper, your thing's proper, everything's proper.
No, I know
what's
I'm
not proper. What's not proper is you coming on the air, right, and trying to blow and blowing up spots.
You
think he
blew up the spot? They wanted. I just wanted to call to talk to you because you won't answer your home phone.
Yo,
I didn't even want this to go on the air because my boyfriend's in jail. He's probably gonna kill me when he hears this.
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with that.
What's he up for? What's he up for?
He's in until next January.
What did he do?
He didn't go to court.
For what?
His baby mom's tried to play it like he was abusing her, but he really wasn't. She just wanted to get him arrested.
His baby mom's?
Yeah.
Was her name Martha?
No.
So, you know something? Old Dirty actually had something nice to say about you before you called. Here it is.
She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Wow, that sounds nice. Hey, Old Dirty, is Deborah all right or what? Yeah, is she all right?
Deborah's all right, man.
What's up?
Considering his face was in my... for like 2 hours.
I don't know who this woman is, man. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, B. The boy likes to dine at the Y.
For 2 hours? It wasn't like that. You know,
oh, dude.
We don't even try to front like it wasn't even like that. Please.
Come on,
chick's calling up for dates with a comment like that. I think she's doing you justice.
My man, I like to die. I go diving for tuna every now and then, too. You know what I'm saying?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Anyway. I'm surprised you could talk today, old man.
Stay out the bushes.
You're killing me.
Stay out the bushes.
2 hours.
Pardon me, ma'am. Was he any good at it?
Oh, yeah, he was real good.
Nice.
He was real good.
Gotta respect.
What's his technique?
He just went straight for the man in the boat, that's all.
Good don't
man.
Just stare at it. Eat it.
You got some room in the ass and feet room. I think I'm going to have to be sleeping outside today.
Oh, wait, what?
Come on.
What's up with
come
that?
Come on, Deborah. I thought we was going to keep things on the hush-hush,
well,
baby.
You ain't
I
never
mean, lives,
to me,
lives
so.
Are at stake now.
Two
you know?
Hours.
Lives are at stake.
Yeah,
now I got to be looking out for red dots and bullets. You know what I'm saying? Now it's
red
on.
Dots and bullets.
Well, you leave your windows open. I'm surprised that it hasn't happened already.
Hey, is this Deborah girl hot there, Old Dirty?
Yeah, I'm mad good looking.
Yeah.
She was mad good looking, huh?
Yeah. I could come in again. I already came in before.
Well, who was this?
Oh, but you were peeping her, man.
Which one was she?
I came in. I was the black one. I had the tight jeans on and the Tims and the gold shirt kind of.
She was light skinned, man.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. You were in one of our contests?
No, I came in to meet Old Dirty and, smoke some whatever and just chill. And ended up paying for everything, but it's all right.
What'd you say?
I said I ended up paying for everything, but it's all right.
What, you paid for everything? You decided you wanted to put your chips on the table. What you want me to say,
no? You ain't have no chips to put on the table, that's why.
Oh. How you know about my financial
situation? Because you have a look. No, I ain't even going to put... Forget it.
Hey, he made it up with his tongue.
Yeah, he did.
You give him an hourly rate for that, and more than pays for it, right?
Yeah, he did.
I have some chips, ma'am. I'd be glad to spend them.
Some chips.
No, it's not.
I think I have a few extra chips
it's
in my pocket.
It's not even like that.
No?
Wow.
No.
Well, now the cat's out of the bag.
Well, Dirty, can we get up again? So
well,
the cat...
I don't know, bro. Now.
Look, she's digging it, bro.
I'm big Dick Black.
Whoa. He must have a big mule, man.
We're going to have to talk off the air about this.
Wait, Old Dirty's got a big mule?
Yeah, that's why we didn't ask, because it was too... It hurt. It's nothing.
Look at everyone's high-fiving Old Dirty.
We got to speak off the air, man. This ain't popping.
Wow, too big.
This ain't popping right
Too big. That's why the 2 hours.
No, we went back and forth. I did it too. I'm give and receive. It's nothing.
Yeah. So you did a little of that because you didn't do the deed because it hurt too much.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I'm just a guy.
You've got to buy your own.
Wow, Old Dirty. Newfound respect.
Yo, guys, respect me now, man.
Yeah, like,
don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
Old Dirty, you just made an investment on our show today.
Thank you.
There's a little bit of a sacrifice, but the ladies learn you go for 2 hours when you go, south there.
Yeah.
And you got a huge mule.
You have to have a big mule when you don't pay for anything and they still call on the radio to get you.
And she wants, you want to get with him again, right?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I don't have to chase shots of Henny with St. Ives, that's all.
What's the problem with St. Ives?
Well, when you chase shots of Henny, he's giving me, like, 2 shots of Henny and then, like, chugging St. Oz, that kind of got me twisted. I couldn't really think straight.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you couldn't handle that.
Old Dirty got a nice drunk. The Hennessy's good stuff.
What the Hennessy's good
stuff. You made sure she was twisted.
I needed that. We're definitely going to have to speak on the air, you know what I mean? Because
off the air, you mean?
And off the air, definitely. And you cannot do this again, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you should answer your phone and stop making lame excuses.
Ain't nobody lame. What you talk about lame excuses?
Your brother was like, oh, we had to go take it down to Manhattan because of his chipped tooth. What was it? And you fronting on me like I ain't all that in the bag of...
Baby, don't be dragging fam into this, all right?
I
feel you, but it was a lame-ass excuse. You could have came up with better.
It could be as lame as you want it to be lame, baby. If it's the truth, then that's what you got to go with, you know what I mean? Don't be dragging my fam up on the air. You could do whatever you want to me on the air, but once you want to drag fam into it, you know what I'm saying? I might get a little testy, you
drag
know?
Drag fam.
No famine. Don't mention famine.
Come on, anointing.
Yeah.
Dragging fam. Man,
wow, you know? Old Dirty.
We're going to have to talk off the air. This
Who has time for 2 hours?
I'm very well, then just like put me off hold that, and I'll holler at
That's
you.
Four Laverne and Shirley episodes.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you how, I think the Hennessy had got home, girl, just a tad dry.
You
know, the alcohol got
They get me a little bit. That's nothing, though. But,
But all in all, it was...
Yeah, I know it was good. You don't even have to tell me.
Did he lick the balloon knot?
No, I don't do that.
No?
He will next time.
No.
You don't like a face back there going...
No. I don't like that.
Like, ew.
5 miles on the exercise bike, eh?
Well, now I want to just clear the air and let and let everyone concerned know that.
Clear the air? Old Dirty, you should come up for air. You're going to suffocate, my brother.
Wow. Dad, I was taking in some deep breaths down there.
Oh, God.
You sounded like De Niro at the end of Cape Fear.
Wow.
You know, this is crazy.
Spending so much time there, you come up, you look and sound like a stroke victim.
No. I said that busy.
Yo.
Yeah. All right, man. We're gonna have to dismiss this.
All right, but we can't. I'm free this weekend. I'm saying though.
Holla back, ma. That's all I can say.
Holla back.
Don't say no. Don't say no more. You said enough.
Well, should I call you home or should I just stay on hold?
Let's no. Call me at my crib. Call
me at my crib. What time are you going to be back?
I'll be in my crib later on tonight. Just cease and desist all speaking of this matter.
I love this.
All right? We're going to have to just cease and desist.
Yeah.
All right? That's it.
I can't believe Olive Dirty has a problem with this. Why do you have a problem with this? Some good information got out there.
Well, too much information got out, my brother. Come on, man.
You
know
what I think? You didn't have a girl.
So. Well, what happened?
You said that you didn't have a girl or you weren't seeing her anymore.
Oh, more spots blowing up. The sound you're hearing is of more spots blowing up.
Uh-oh.
Ma.
My bad.
My bad.
That's and
more,
I thought that
that's
was,
more than my bad.
You know something? I thought that was the R. Kelly tape we were watching in the studio Friday. That was Old Dirty with his face disappearing.
Oh,
you saw the tape, man?
Oh, I saw the R. Kelly tape.
Some girl wasn't like 12. 13
I could, you know
old,
something?
Dude.
I'll tell you a little bit about the R. Kelly tape.
I haven't
seen the first girl I saw... looked of age to me.
She looked of age.
The second girl, she didn't look of age, but she had all the parts there in full form. But you could kind of tell she was young.
Yeah.
She had a big set of
breasts. Well, I just turned 18 on the 8th.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
What I told you about releasing information.
The 8th of what?
Of this month?
Yeah, of March.
This month?
What? Yeah.
She just turned 18.
I'm going to pay Old Dirty's rent for 6 months. He's my
That's
favorite
3 days
person
ago. So you were doing that when she was 17.
This never happened.
This That's never a radio happened. Bit. Everybody
oh,
knows
dang.
It's cool.
Yo, what you say? Yo, wait a minute. What?
Wait, what?
No,
she
you
was
weren't.
17.
You told me you was 19.
No, I just...
No, you didn't. What
yes,
I said?
I did.
What? That?
1984. That's my word.
1984. 84. She was one.
What? That's
I was
19.
A sophomore.
Emergency. Here come the police.
I'm in trouble.
Nah, 17's age consent. You just can't photograph him.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, she told me she was 19. That's consent, all. That's my story.
Does there have to be a certain age difference between them? I've always heard 17 can be age of consent in Jersey, whatever. But there has to be. You can only be X amount of years older.
No, that's 17 is legal for sex.
Well, I'd like an officer
just don't
to call
take pictures.
In and find out if.
No, we don't need the police involved.
No. For me, my own personal question. I don't care about him.
Deborah, holla back tonight, and we're gonna have to speak about this. I'm just not. I'm feeling tight over this little appearance you've made over the phone today.
You've jeopardized many things.
I don't got feathers, man. I ain't no chicken, you know. I might be a rooster, but.
Yeah, kid.
You have a huge rooster.
You got me tight, man. You guys tight now. Now it's tight.
It's tight. All right, though, because it was good. She didn't matter.
Yeah, she felt
tight. ODB needing some Vaseline lip therapy. You need some chapstick, some lip balm, my brother?
I got some of that, Eddie. Yeah, you're looking at it.
It's tight.
All
right, Deborah.
All right, have a seat.
Yeah, kid.
Well, Ricardo.
Wow, Dirty.
Thanks
God
a lot,
damn.
You're the best, baby. You got a big Westinghouse refrigerator box I could turn into a two-room condo.
Oh, let me tell you something. You are the man.
I swear to God, I came out, sat here for 2 hours, and nothing happened, and now it's like...
You are the man.
It's blown.
Your stock went up like Cisco just now.
Wow.
Like Cisco.
Yeah, this ain't no Enron scam.
No,
this is for real.
Man. 2 hours, my brother.
2 hours, and you got a mule.
God,
that was a funny radio bit.
Funny gag.
Silly bit. It doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah, you'd like to think not.
And can I apologize for my awful rooster joke? That really stunk. I'm embarrassed that I said that.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Kaz.
Yo, what up, Kaz?
Lonzo, you're my baby daddy. Where my child support checks be at?
What?
Where my child support checks be at?
In the mail. No, they're in the mail.
Is this your baby's mama?
Who?
I'm his baby's mama. 18-month-old Gary is his baby.
Yeah?
Well, allegedly.
Lorenzo, what's up with the cheddar for the child?
I'm waiting for the DNA results.
Hold on. See, it could be his or it could be his brother's, but we're going on the Maury Povich show to find out, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're back to show with your child.
Y'all going on the Maury Povich show?
No way I'm going on no damn Maury.
How much does...
Where's the child support check be at?
How much you got to pay for child support?
He has no job, so, like...
Oh, my God. How old's that child?
He's now 21 months, old Gary.
21
old
months.
Gary.
21-month-old
Gary.
Lorenzo's baby. He's my baby daddy.
And you don't know if him...
It.
You don't know if Lorenzo or his brother is the...
No, we don't know, man. It's, you know, they look exactly alike. So.
Yeah, they do. So you didn't know which one you was with? You don't know which one you was with?
Nope.
Well, did you have your purse when you were done?
Yeah, because if you did, it wasn't Lorenzo's
brother.
Look at me as my life slowly turns into pieces.
I didn't know we were playing This Is Your Life All Dirty today.
You know, I need a leather couch. I got to lay down.
You got babies all over the place.
So you get along with Old Dirty even though you guys aren't together?
Sure.
You know, all right. And how much support does he have to give you?
About a nickel. With him, he's got no job. The government pays my child support, right, Lorenzo?
I don't know who you're speaking to.
So it comes out of our check, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, Kaz.
Later, Kaz.
Bye.
Get that on there, nigga.
Oh, my God.
I need a cold compress and some
God damn. You need a cold shower.
Dang.
Get yourself in trouble no matter what you use.
No, Rick. You old dude.
You need to sit on a block of ice.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean,
calm the F down, bro.
I'm right, man.
2 hours he spends down there doing that.
Hey, yeah.
Here's some
Two
advice.
2 hours.
Oh, Dirty, here's some advice for you.
It looks like you're just supposed to roll it over your wiener.
Yeah. Listen to Butters.
What's the name of your current girl? Girlfriend. Might as well play it out today, yo. Is that her?
Oh, no. Oh, all dirty. What's up?
Don't do it.
What happened?
Don't do it.
What?
Don't do it.
Oh, no.
No.
Just try to smooth things over with her.
No.
Can we have the one-sided conversation?
No.
Why is she calling?
It's not popping.
Why is she calling, OD?
Look, he's taking his hat off.
It's not popping.
Oh, Dirty, why is she calling? She pissed? What happened, bro? What happened? Did you screw up? Come on, man. You effed up.
She just hung up.
Oh, boy.
She just hung up.
What's she listening to this program for?
Because I told him my ass was going to be on.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, my God.
You all right?
Surprised you could tell anyone anything with your face there all the time.
Damn it, Anthony. You got to keep...
Hey, it's something to wear as a badge of pride, my brother.
Yeah, right. It's a radio bit.
You won't be out of work for too long.
Yeah.
With those facts you gave everyone today.
I ain't give nobody no damn facts. You guys came up and you guys are good detectives, man. That's why I can see why you white boys are
police. That's what you say, Old Dirty.
All right.
No matter what you do, just say it's a radio bit.
It is a radio bit. It is.
I know. That's what I'm telling. So the girl that was calling radio bit. You know what? I actually have to go to court next week in my divorce case. I'm just going to say it was a radio bit.
Anthony, stop making fun in light of what the present situation is. And if this was a radio bit, baby, if you're listening to me, I'm telling you that it was a bit for the radio. Yo, yeah. Rick, man.
Hold on. Old Dirty, hold on. If we're going to do this, we got to
Go ahead, man. Do your damn thing right, man.
We're going to do it right. Hold on.
God.
Can you ask you to call back?
No.
We'll smooth things over.
You ain't smoothing a damn thing over. I know you. What you think? I don't know you?
Ain't gonna be smooth enough and over.
I swear to God, I shouldn't have never came in today.
Oh, no.
You haven't given us good radio in 6 months. Today is brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to apologize to your lady?
Okay, put the music on, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Old Dirty.
It's like the Hulk when he's walking away.
Yeah, the sad Hulk walking away music.
Go ahead, Old Dirty.
What do you want to say? She's listening.
I want you to know that it was a bit for the radio. There's no facts. There's nothing factual about what was said.
Right.
Yo, and stop. Yo, what's going on over there, man?
Nothing. What'd you say?
Yo, what you saying to Anthony, man?
Looking at the phones, my brother.
Say anything. Yeah, right. I see you flipping already through them things, man. What you doing, man?
Wait, back up and say what?
Yo, it's a bit for the radio, man. That's it, man. That's all I gotta say, man.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Elder. Go ahead.
Sorry, man. Go ahead.
What up, man? I've been with you for a minute. You know I would never do that to you. You know that. It's a bit for the radio. Don't pay no mind to that. These dumbass white boys and their stupid music and their laugh machines. Here comes another one.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Come on, Old Dirty. This is it.
What else is there to say, my brother? It was a bit for the radio.
She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
You guys are really effing me up here, bro.
No,
you know that?
We're just proving it's a bit for the radio.
Come on, man. I mean, yo, lives are at stake here, dude. You know what I'm saying? There's people feelings involved, man. You know?
I hear you.
All that truck called broiled meat, you people, eh?
Right, man. Damn music. Cut that down.
All right, and now a song for Old Dirty.
All right, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yo, Anthony, this is what my invite consists of.
See what
you
I know.
Beat me up, man.
Who knew it was gonna come to this, Alter?
Oh, come on, man.
It just, things got a little out of control.
Yeah, with the stupid bit, man.
Liar! Some girl called up. I don't know who she was. I don't even remember this girl. And she made all kinds of claims that things were happening between her and you.
Confess! Liar! Confess!
But as Old Dirty has said, it's just a bit. Just a bit.
You're a liar! You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar!
Old Dirty, this is for you. Here you go.
My bad. Liar! Tell us what you know, you goddamn liar!
Hello, what do you want to say to Old Dirty?
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Oh. That's horrible. Oh, my God. Oh.
That's what happens when you're as pretty as I am.
Here it is. Yeah. She's gone. Anthony, I got audio of Old Dirty at his crib after the show tonight, all right?
Don't! I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
Yeah.
Yeah. I say you're a lying scumbag.
All right. We got any Shaggy we can play?
One me?
We should take a break.
All right. Well. Oh, my God. It was a bit, though.
It was.
Yeah.
It was definitely a bit.
Liar!
God damn it, who's pressing that, man?
Look on the bright side, though. A million people just found out that you could last for 2 hours and you're hung like a huge mule. Well, he does the deed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Uses his face for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
God damn.
2 hours.
Confess! Liar! Confess!
I was hoping the damn train derailed on the way over here because it was going
fast, dude.
Old Dirty, can you give me instruction on how to go for 2 hours?
No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Oh, okay.
You know, you guys are beautiful, bro.
That's my word. You guys are just beautiful, bro.
Don't the barrels suck, man?
This barrel sucks. What?
It's so much fun on the outside
of
the barrel.
You like dishing it out, huh?
Oh, being in it really sucks.
Old Dirty, when Deborah called, this is what you should have said.
Who are you? I ain't calling you, lady.
All right. Well, yeah. We better. Anyway, it was a bit for the radio, and it sounded great.
And don't be stupid.
Right. Thanks, Dice.
All right.
Have you ever seen the people that listen to the show?
OB and Anthony.
Toothless, drunken, white trash.
Hi, guys, rules.
N-E-W-1077-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-WWW-W
Brewer.
Yeah.
Brewer hanging out with us. He's just losing his mind. Here he goes. He's playing a little air guitar for us in the studio.
It's best Angus Young.
I need to turn this up.
This would be very, very funny if it was TV, Jim. Very funny if it was TV.
He's turning it up and he's wailing away.
I'm just hoping he's going to scream along to...
I will. I'll sing the whole thing.
All right, here we go. He's going to sing the whole thing. Hey, this will kill 4 minutes. What the hell?
Jim Brewer now singing with AC/DC. whenever it comes in.
Here he goes.
He's not going to be able to talk. Hey, the good part.
Wish I knew you. Wish I knew you. We rock and down on the front line. The sky with a guitar band.
That's
what's cool about the guy, because if you don't know what he's singing, you're because no one knows what he's singing anyway. Dude, one time when I was like 18, I stayed over the night before to get tickets for AC/DC.
Really?
Wow, look at you.
Huge fan.
Nassau Coliseum, I was in my hiatus. I would say I was peaking in Knuckleheadville.
Dude, AC/DC is coming to the Coliseum and we're sleeping over tickets or what? Don't fag out on me. We're doing it. Don't fag out on me, man.
And then you're like third online, and you.
This is what happened. Yes, you're right.
Because I've done it myself. You wait all night. You expect front row tickets. Where were you?
And this is. I think it was like 17. Everyone's like going, "Hey man, you ain't masculine. You ain't masculine."
I'm like, "Oh God, no, that's horrible."
Dude, where are the seats? Yo, man, 319. No, 319 sucks, man. I was third online. I got 319.
No, what happens is the box office opens, let's say 10.
Yeah.
About 9:45, about 20 black guys come. And you go, wait a minute. Black guys aren't in the AC/DC.
What's going on?
Oh, like, yeah, man, we've been here since Friday. Yo, back off, white boy. Slap your ass. AC/DC, yo.
Piles of tickets.
Those about to rock.
We have something left in the limited site seating for
we
you, Brewer.
Behind the stage for you, young man.
Bitch, I've been here, okay, I'm still tripping on mescaline. Okay, in the middle of the night, my friend made me walk to the Ozzy pole. And I never even knew. I felt the stir because I was tripping, okay? And I go walking out, and in the middle, my friend goes, yo, don't step in the darkness. Now, for an hour and a half, I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, see the grease stains? That's the darkness. And I started looking, and I thought it was the darkness, bitch. Now, I spent 3 hours looking for an Aussie pole, running away from the darkness. Don't tell me I'm sitting behind the effing mother effing behind the black dudes behind the stage. You understand me, whore? Brought the demon out of me, woman.
Wow, where'd I go?
You were somewhere, man, in the darkness.
I'm back.
Jim Brewer and AC/DC.
Oh, man, I got a headache.
Coming to a stadium near you.
Dude, we have the limited view seats. Seats are in the parking lot outside the arena. Very limited view. You hear a muffled sound of a sound check.
We got a guy that used to work with you. Let's see what he has to say. Bill.
Jim.
Bill.
What's going on?
Yeah, who is this?
I used to hang out with you. One of the first places that you used to play was Febs.
Wow, Fabs, yeah. In Elmont.
Holy
remember Rob's band, up. Accelerate?
Wait, Rob,
Sis?
Yeah. Siciliano.
Steve.
Wow, sick.
That's when you were just starting out.
Dude, I was like 17 in high school. You know when you go to like the local, tonight,
right.
Rocker. And you'd come in like, oh, my friend Jerry's the bassist. Do I need to pay the $3 cover? Be you and the girlfriends and like 600, and only one guy was able to get alcohol and you drink in the parking lot or at the diner across the street at February.
And I would Fabs. In Elmont,
and
was,
I would
right?
do stand up. I was the only guy doing stand up
before at a rock club.
I remember my first. Do you remember the bit I used to do? Live Aid came out. It was when
you were doing like a Nazi bit.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It was a Live Aid just came out, and I said, this was my big joke. I'm like 17. I'm like, have you guys seen Live Aid? Yeah, three people.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Mommy's there, right?
The one drunk. No, that was like the one guy. No, I had this one chick that I used to be dating. I didn't even know she was banging the lead singer. I had no clue. I'm opening for the band. Meanwhile,
what,
yeah, 3 weeks later. No. Different band. Remember the Warshalocks?
Jesus Christ, Long Island band.
Well, anyway. So my bit was, I thought I was a genius. I went out and like, yeah, did you guys see Live Aid? For Ethiopia? The funniest part is when they threw an Ethiopian up there and Ozzy bit his head off. Good night, here comes Rock-a-Lola.
For those about to rock!
You know, my two friends, all right, Brewer!
You're going to be
three
someone.
Two more time! Remember then I'd walk like a pigeon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bill.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Man. All right, syndication now. All
right. Hey, Bill, have a good one.
You too.
I played Febs. I think everybody did
really?
At one point. Yeah. Played there, man, years ago with an assortment of bands at Febs. And you'd leave. Like you said, there'd be five people in the place, all your buds. You'd leave, and the guy would tell you, you owed money for the beer and stuff.
Yeah, but you know, this is called paying the dues, guys. We got to stick it out. Got to stay together, do this. You know, load in, load out. What time are we on?
All right, we're on at 11 o'clock, 1 in the morning. Yeah. All right, man, any minute now, we're on stage. The band's up there just finishing up their last song. They're doing the live version of Freebird. It's going to be any minute now, we'll be on friggin' stage. And then you get bands, especially Long Island bands, we're notorious for this. No matter how small the club was, yeah, they wanted like a pyrotechnic show,
yes,
that the Coliseum couldn't hold. Right. And they were there was a band called Rough Cut that was playing around the island.
I think I remember them.
They set off these charges and like maimed six people in the front row. And they sued them and everything. It was amazing. But they used to blow these things up where you would feel a concussion. You'd leave there like you just came back from the NOM. You'd have like shell shock.
I was at the Rough Cut show. I don't even know where I am anymore. The horror. The horror.
Do you remember Night Ranger? No, not Night Ranger. It was like Night...
How many local Long Night Island bands with Night in there?
We're Night Fire.
Night something. Night we'll Night take Fire. Night Night and then Fire. Just pick another name and
dude,
put it...
Motley Crue. Did you hear Home Sweet Home? Dude, the same dude that talked to a producer. We wrote that song, man. We're in total arrangement to sue them because that was our song. And, you know, Poison's Every Rose. Dude, don't you remember last year we had the Rose song? They stole it. We're going to L.A. We're going to start some crap. It ain't funny, Dick. I really wrote it. Me and Tommy wrote it. We were high out of our brains.
And you know, my brother, you know, he works at the record store. A guy came in the other day that talked to a guy that worked as a cleaning crew for the record company.
You're lying.
So now he's we lying. Have an now mean. We have an in. So we're getting our tape together.
Dude, I don't believe you.
Swear to God.
2 years. I don't
swear to God, man. This time it's going to happen. This time it's going to happen.
Let me see it. Let me see it.
You know, it's people like you that people down. You know, I'm sure Nirvana at some point had the same deal.
Oh, I'm gonna be in my friend's basement. I'm gonna jam to Jimmy Spears. Dick, let me see it, Dick. That's what you said the last 3 weeks, Dick. And when am I gonna jam with you?
It's like Spinal Tap, man. It was just that constantly went on. Yeah. You'd hump equipment in the winter,
yep,
to play for 20 minutes and in then, front of no one.
And then you go across the street to the diner. Remember the diner across the street? And
hell yeah.
And you're showering on like eggs with ketchup. Dude, how killer.
Dude, we rocked, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Freaking, I can't
but
tell you.
The friggin', you know something? The mistake you made during Driven? You know, man.
Dude, that was Thomas who was thinking, Mr. Cymbal. That wasn't me.
No, I heard a bass.
That wasn't me.
I heard a bass
no,
F up, man. It was a bass F up.
No, it wasn't.
Tommy was just trying to help you out and compensate for you. You're off time. If you showed up at every rehearsal instead of banging that damn chick that you're with now, because she's screwing up. Your head hasn't been into the band since you hooked up with that chick.
Dude, you wouldn't even be in this band. How many times you. All right, name a song you wrote. Name a song you wrote.
That you okay, wrote. Okay. That okay. What about Desire? What about Driven? I wrote at least the vocals on Driven. What about Touch?
Dick.
What about Stand? What I wrote them all. Where were you?
Whatever, Dick.
She's driving your life, man. And, you know, we'll go on to stardom, and you're just going to be working in the Sears paint department. So you just stay there, okay?
It's having a
we're flying. You're dying.
It's too real for you.
As you take the hand truck, load it into the equipment through the snow, walk away 2 minutes and your amp is gone. Because the great local band spirit of togetherness, if you left something without a pair of eyes on it for 2 seconds, the other local band would steal it. Mother... I swear to God.
Dude, I can't tell you how many
who times stole the friggin' hand truck?
I can't tell you how many times I pull up late to see, like, one of my friend's band, and you always see, and everyone had the hair down here.
Yeah, yeah.
You see the one kid just smoking a cigarette. Not good, man.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Not good, dude. What's the matter? They took it. Freaking
Marshall head, man.
Marshall, it's like
$140. They took the Marshall head, man.
I'm gonna work overtime in stock. I'm already working in Sears and Stern, Dick. I can't afford a Marshall. You know what that is? God, man. It's just baloney, man.
It was that fag from White Fire.
White Faggot's his name.
Flashback for Anthony.
Yeah, believe me. Right, I was there, man.
We got to take a break. We are so late. We are so late. Jim Brewer making us all laugh today. Our phone number, 212-757-1027. We got to take a break.
Okay, yeah, we are really late.
We're real late.
All right, we'll be back.
Coming this spring. On the Opie and Anthony.
Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stuff, all coming this spring on The Opie and Anthony Show. N-E-W. The Opie and Anthony Show, 1027 WNEW.
On the phone, Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, which way now?
What?
What's that?
What? What'd you say?
Oh, which way? Medium or well done?
Anthony explained...
Which way?
Anthony explained that whole thing the other day. Which way?
Anthony explained what?
Which way what?
No, not which way what. Which way? Medium or well done?
I'd medium.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Well done. Well...
Which way? Medium or well done? I gotta know.
The way I like it. Medium rare.
Yeah, right. What the hell are you talking
about?
You see what I mean, Opie?
That's, what does that mean? That's what you do
Which
now.
Way? Medium or well done? It's a simple question.
That's what you do now. But why rare? There's only one answer?
Which way? Medium or well done? Opie, you're a smart guy.
Medium
Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
Right. How come Anthony knows the answer?
That was me who
What's
knew the answer.
So, Opie, I gotta know now.
Yeah.
I only ask one more time. Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
Yeah, right.
That's me twice in a row.
What does that even mean? Dice, what does that mean?
How you like
what
your
mean,
steak?
What does it mean? It's simple. It's self-explanatory.
Why do you even ask that? And why is medium... Right. What's so good about medium rare?
Right.
Medium rare is where it's at. I understand.
What are you talking about?
I understand perfectly.
What if you like medium well because of the mad cow disease?
Or the foot and mouth thing?
No,
huh?
How do you even know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. You say
now
medium...
you're guessing something that you don't even know what you're getting involved in.
I just
this
know.
This is where I stand now.
I know I
See,
like...
See, that's where it falls apart for me.
It's... I know I like medium rare.
Right. So what are you talking about? All I did was ask a question.
Yeah, it's an insane question.
I haven't talked
question.
In a while. I was thinking about it. I call in. I say, which way, medium or well done? And you're going, that's the only way you like it?
Dice, what about you? Which way
what
you
do
like
you mean?
What do you, how do you like it?
How do I like what?
How do you like it? Is it
you didn't ask the question.
Medium or well done?
No, you didn't ask the question.
How do you like it? It?
No, that's not it.
How do you take it?
No. Which way? Medium or well done?
Which way?
Which way?
He doesn't even answer.
No, I asked the question now.
Which way? Medium or well done, Doc?
No, I said it.
All right, medium rare.
All right, let's knock it off. I haven't talked to you in a bed.
But we want to know.
I want to know how you like it.
Yeah.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Well, you, which way? Medium or well done?
You're not saying it right.
How do you
if you're going to ask a question, you got to say it the right way.
Dice, which way?
That's
medium or well done?
That's where it falls apart for me. I don't mind answering the question.
Which
but you got to say it the right way.
I got it the right
way. Hubba.
I got it the right way.
Hubba, hubba.
Hubba,
okay.
Hubba.
Dice, I got it. I got it. Here it is.
All right, go ahead.
Which way do you like it?
No. Wait.
Dice, which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare?
Yeah.
No.
No,
I said it to you.
You said
ready?
What? You said what to who?
No, I didn't say, this is where I stand. That's what I said.
All right.
Listen.
Yeah.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Well done.
No, you got to say it quick.
Well done.
That's a nah on that.
Medium
That's
rare?
A nah.
Medium rare?
That's a nah.
Medium
That's
rare?
That's a nah. Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
Right. You see what I mean now?
No.
How did you understand that?
You're insane.
How am I insane when you didn't know the answer?
Why do you just start a conversation? Which
way? Why is it that every time I call you, I ask you a simple thing and you don't have a simple answer? That it's got to turn into a whole thing.
I don't know what's wrong with medium. Tyson, I have a feeling you have problems.
I got no problem.
You have a little problem there.
I had a nice weekend.
You had a good weekend?
Yeah, I was in Vegas. My butt butter was flying all over the joint. Everybody was laughing. You know what I mean?
What's butt butter?
Huh?
Butt butter.
It's a radio terminology for Benoit Ball Blaster. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
So what'd you do? Because remember you called me for all that love advice.
Did I call? I called you to say hi, and you weren't home.
No, not you.
What?
No, you called me. I was in Vegas.
Right.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see it now.
You know, but I told Anthony I was in Vegas.
All right.
So isn't it funny you called me when I was there?
Well, that means Ant and I aren't communicating.
I didn't.
Well, how come? What's going on with
you? I didn't know you were in Vegas. You called me. By the way, Dice, who gave me you my number?
What do you mean?
How did you get my new phone number? I moved.
I had to reach out.
How'd you get it?
I had to reach out.
To who?
See,
who not to who? To what?
Who gave you my number? Because I left strict instructions not to give Dice my new number.
He didn't give me anything.
Who gave it? Rick?
Who?
Gave you my new phone number.
He's the doctor. You know what I'm talking about. Come on now. Why can't we ever get anything straight?
Why is he the doctor?
Who's the doctor?
Rick?
Not Rick.
Who's the doctor?
Guys, who
who
gave you my phone number? It's a simple question.
I had to reach out.
Reach out to who?
Who?
No. Who wouldn't even know? You understand? And I'm not doing a routine. That's his name.
I thought you were doing a little Abbott and Costello.
No, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, but he don't know you. So I don't know why you'd bring him up.
I think Rick gave you my number.
No, Rick didn't give anything. I haven't even talked to Rick.
It wasn't me.
I reached out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm allowed to say over the air.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know who could have gotten the number.
If we learned anything through history... Keep quiet. I'm on the phone. Can't you see I'm talking to somebody? Get out of here.
Who's that?
My wife.
She's a nice lady.
Huh? But she's starting in. She came in. She wanted keys for something.
Who was it? Norton?
No, a boyfriend.
Who was it? Jay Moore gave you my number?
No. Oh, your number? You still on your number?
Yeah, who gave the number? Was it Jay?
Let me ask you this now.
Jay Moore did.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why are you asking me now?
Because now I want to know who gave you
for
the number.
For an hour, you call me up. How do I keep things going? I know you're with the same girl for years.
Call
right?
you up.
You remember?
Dice, I wouldn't even know where to call you.
What do you mean you wouldn't know where to call
me? Call
me. You call me all the time.
I wrapped up in a thrilling game of EverQuest, and you call up, and I have to cradle the phone in my shoulder so I can play.
You get naked during that game.
It's not a naked game.
It's not a naked. You were playing this with your girlfriend.
It's online gaming.
Were you playing this with your girlfriend?
It's on the computer, Dice.
Yeah. Was she playing too?
No.
And she was fully clothed. She didn't take nothing off.
Yeah, what am I supposed to have sex when Dice is on the phone?
No.
Jesus Christ.
You get it going. I'm like foreplay for you.
What
you know?
An erection kryptonite that is.
I can't even. What you got to do is think about me, and everybody gets excited about everything.
I can't even have one of your movies on the TV on the couch when we're trying to go at it.
Why not?
Because you're like a erectile kryptonite. You look up all of a sudden, hey, that's a good one. You throw a one for me, okay? And that's all you're thinking, and...
But that's all it's about. That's all marriage and relationships are about.
That's what's bad, though, about...
constantly be on them.
Having people in show business that you know, because, yeah, you ever trying to do something on the couch with your girl, and all of a sudden, I turn on Comedy Central, and there's Adam Ferrara. Hey, pal, I see your ass. You're naked, pal.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but it's like you
what
remember...
What Cherry Falls is on is Jay Moore in a dress.
When you watch me.
You know, which is kind of hot. But, you know, you don't want to sit in there while you're trying to your F on.
Are you trying to say Jay Moore in a dress is hot?
I don't know if he did his own makeup.
Right,
I want to ask.
Say that again.
Adam Ferrara isn't Diamond Dice Clay.
Well, you can say that again.
You got to know how to keep it going. That's what I was trying to explain to you last night.
Who said what?
You know what I mean? No, I didn't say who said what and who had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? That's a whole different situation.
When you say, you know what I mean, I can always answer no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, huh?
So, you know, you gotta constantly keep balls coming at them. That's all I'm saying. You gotta be on them from the minute they move in with you.
Hey, Dice?
You can't let them, so I bring her in the broom closet, and I'm going, oh, look, it's not rising the way I would like it to. Do me a favor, you know what I mean? Caress it a little. And then when it's done, go feed the turkey to the family. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
You know what I mean? They wake up in the morning. What's the first thing somebody does? They wake up. They yawn, right?
Sure.
So the banana goes right in our mouth. You got to be prepared. You got to sleep with your head at their feet. So when they hug in the middle of the night, the banana goes right in our mouth. It's see what I mean? That's romance. That's showing a girl I'm always thinking about you.
Of course, Dice.
You know what I mean? You send them a nice card. Yeah. Remember when you drank my goo from a cup? I'm sorry. Please, let's make up. That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Wow. Sure. Romance
with
Dice.
Always just coming at them. They don't breathe.
Uh-huh.
You break the light like in the shower or something, so when they get in the morning, you're already ready. You're like in the corner. You know what I mean? Hey, good morning. Bend the gun over here. Now you filthy animal.
Hey, Dice.
And then you say to her when it's all over,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
Right. Now you understand.
Dice, I got to be careful with this. Dave on line 8, he wants to know if you've had a stroke recently.
What happened?
What?
I'm actually coming in there to see you guys soon again.
Yeah, I hear
yeah,
that.
Huh?
You got a call waiting because something clicked in there.
I have to tell him how handsome he is. I haven't told Dice how handsome he is.
I am getting beeped.
So I have to call him and tell him he's handsome.
And why is the guy using my yam bag line?
We love the yam bag.
The guy that called in.
No, we came
We've
up
totally
with
stolen yam bag.
Yeah, we came up
Have
with
Have you
it.
Really?
We'll yeah. fess up to it. Yeah, we
Do
stole it.
Do you understand
it.
How difficult it is to keep coming up with terminologies for you?
Dice, we came up with that one.
No, I came up with that. When the yam bag is banging against the hairy taco.
Yeah, remember when you were in here? You remember?
And that was our line? That? Remember when we were saying yam bag and you took it and then you used it the next time you were here?
Yam bag is mine.
Yam bag is ours.
No, yam bag is mine, my friend.
No, you got butt butter. Butt butter's yours. Butt butter's yours, yam bag is ours.
No.
We could
they're both mine.
We could trade if you like. We'll take butt butter and you can have yam bag back.
Yeah, but you ever meet a chick with ass-itis?
What's ass-itis, Dice?
You get it from mad cow disease.
I never heard of ass-itis.
Yeah.
What are the symptoms?
Well, it's like faggotitis, only if you go with a cow.
I don't get it.
Get what?
What is it?
It's a disease. It's spreading from the whole mad cow disease thing.
Hey, you know, yam bag was mine, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, all right. Wait, don't start with the buttons.
You're stealing from a puppet.
Don't start with the buttons.
I'm a puppet. Get in a coffin. Get in a coffin. Die.
All right, stop with the buttons. I hate when you do the buttons.
Die, get in a coffin.
You know how I hate the buttons. Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Faggot.
Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
You're right.
Don't forget, my friend. Yam bag is ours.
No, yam bag. You know what? I'll give you yam bag. How's that?
And we're going to take butt butter, too, if you don't watch it.
No, you can't take butt butter. I can't keep coming up with these things.
Hey, why don't you take leather Cheerio, too, you thief?
Right, stop with the noise. Stop with the noise now.
Get in the coffin.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I better put some butt butter on my. I can't even say the word that I was looking for.
Leather Cheerio?
How's it? Asseline. You like that one?
I'll take that one.
All right, but I want yam bag back.
No, we're going to trade for
I'll
that
trade
one.
You Asseline.
We'll give you
a yam bag.
Asseline.
Trading my material, sir. Trading mine, sir. Get in a coffin.
We'll take Asseline.
Asseline's nice, right?
Yeah.
Asseline.
We'll give you butt. Yeah. We'll give you butt butter back.
Like if you're having that kind of how do you say it, Anthony? Say it, like what I mean.
What?
You know, like if you're having
backdoor action.
Yeah, like backdoor action. Now what are you giving her? Asseline. Yeah.
Well, no, you need the asseline before you do that.
No, that's a different thing. That's spit. You know, asseline is what comes from your three-piece set.
Asseline, that's a good one. No talent, faggot.
George.
Now, who's this? What do I got to
deal
with?
That's George from Otto and George.
Yeah. That's,
oh, really?
That's
are they up there?
That's not nice. He's a little shy, though.
You ever see him, the puppet guy?
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, wait, you'll lose my number. Lose it.
No, he's not. This is sampling stuff. Because Otto does talk once in a while.
He doesn't want to talk today.
How come?
I don't know. You want butt butter back? We'll take Asseline.
You like it? You're thinking about Asseline.
You could have the butt butter back.
You're thinking about Asseline. You know what? I'm going to give you some time to think about this.
We keep yam bag. We keep banana juice.
No, banana juice is mine.
Well, no one knows that anymore.
Banana juice, what are you talking about? It's on the album.
We've used it so much, now they think it's ours. So we're going to keep that one.
See, you're going through a whole thing today about respect, so I understand where you're coming from.
Just take Balloon Knot and take the trifecta. All three. Get in the coffin.
We'll give you, we could trade you F-tard.
Nah, that's no good.
You know, like,
I got to keep butt butter. I got to keep Vaseline. I'm going to give you yam bag because that's getting kind of old.
Keep them all, sir. Who cares?
No, you get butt butter back. That's
not the puppet. I know Otto and George, and I know what his stupid puppet sounds
someone's
like.
Someone's doing that. It's not the puppet.
It's the puppet. What the puppet.
The puppet came
like.
In here, and the puppet is the puppet.
He's
arguing it's not
yeah,
the
but
puppet.
I know what the puppet sounds like.
The puppet has, but the puppet has the flu.
Let the puppet say something.
The puppet came here without Otto.
Now
it's
he
just George.
Now he doesn't want to say anything. You insulted him.
That's not the puppet. That's Madam.
It was Madam.
Wailing Flowers and Madam.
The puppet they used to put on television.
That guy's dead as a doorknob, isn't he?
Yeah, but the puppet's not.
Hey, that's funny.
Calling me a faggot?
Oh.
I'm no faggot, sir.
All right. What? Is it Otto, is that you?
Otto's not here. George is here.
Just the puppet.
It's just the puppet. Otto
just
couldn't
the
make
puppet.
It. Just
see, that's what happens with every great team. Sooner or later, they start arguing, they break up. One wants to go their own way, do their own stuff. You know what I mean?
It's amazing that the puppet is here by himself.
Now, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's over there, I'm over here, and this is where I stand, because that's where it falls apart for me.
He's a junkie. Die.
That's not Otto's puppet. That puppet is way too mean.
No, it's
yeah, that puppet's got a death sentence.
It's the puppet.
It's not the puppet.
It's the puppet without
I know
Otto.
My puppets, my
it's
friend.
It's not the puppet.
It's the puppet without Otto.
I know my puppets.
And we're keeping banana juice, and we're keeping what was the other one?
You got to remember now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now man. I got to confuse you. Which way, medium or well done?
Medium,
rare.
No, you can't split it. You have the single answer.
We tricked you.
Ah, see,
was a way to trick you.
Well
look, a way to trick you.
We just tricked you. He said medium. I said rare. That was
you
the right answer.
You didn't get the answer, my
that
friend.
That was the right answer.
No, that wasn't the right. I didn't give the answer. It's the response you're going for. Here, let's do it normal now.
All right.
All right, because then I'm going to go, I'll let you do what you got to do with what you got.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Medium or well done?
Your ass smells like hot garbage.
No, wrong.
Hot garbage. Frigid mustard.
I'll give you a crack over your friggin' head. You'll be part of my fireplace. You don't shut your mouth.
Eat me, sir.
Eat me.
Eat me,
that's
sir.
That's what I got to say. Eat me, puppet.
All right. Let him finish, man.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, you ready? Medium or well done?
Get in the coffin.
No, wrong.
Muzzle.
Medium or well done?
Muzzle George for a minute. We got to finish with...
Kill yourself.
No, George.
Kill yourself, sir.
George.
Ah, pulsa.
George, relax.
Ah, pulsa.
Is Otto working that puppet?
Yes.
He is there.
Yes.
It's not just the puppet doing his own thing.
Well, it's just the puppet.
You're a real whiz. Stupid son of a bitch.
All right, go ahead.
Die, sir.
All right, let's... Dice...
Otto's got a lot of pent-up anger. Don't you feel that?
Dice.
Everything's very negative. See, I call in all happy.
Dice, explain...
Because you're a retard.
Give us the question.
Happy as a retard, sir.
Well, that's one puppet's opinion.
Dice, give us the question.
No, I'm not doing it. I did it 10 times. You didn't do it right.
But the puppet got you pissed now.
Just the fact I'm having an argument with a puppet.
Don't let the puppet get you pissed.
No, but the puppet's like hurt my feelings. It keeps saying things to like what we're doing.
All right, we'll keep the puppet out of this. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, we want to finish on it up now.
All right, which way? Medium or well done?
Eat my ass.
See, he did it again. That's not right. You know what I mean? And I feel kind of stupid talking to something that really doesn't even exist. You know what I mean? I want to hear Otto's voice. I don't care if he talks a lot. I got to know it's him because that's the only puppet person I talk to.
He's not here. Just George came in.
I don't understand this. What happened with them?
I don't know.
It's his new thing.
It's just he sends George out and he stays home.
It's his new thing. Kind of like that.
See,
kind of like that whole medium rare thing, and this is what Otto's doing now.
He went out to buy crack, and the pigs ate him. Effing junkie.
See? Let me ask you guys, does he ever talk like as him?
No.
He never talks?
Not lately, because this is the new thing. This is what he does now.
Just a puppet.
Yeah, just a puppet.
Does he normally ask puppet, the puppet questions.
No, he's just looking at us now, and the puppet is kind of like looking.
No, he asks the puppet a question, and the puppet answers.
That's what he used
to do.
That's
usually what happens, but he's not here, so now the puppet's just on his own.
Right, and the puppet.
Yeah, you know what? The puppet needs Otto back because he's getting very angry.
The puppet's eyes are just moving around the room.
What's the problem with the puppet? The puppet's not getting enough work? See, the puppet needs Otto.
George is doing fine on his own.
Right.
No, I don't think George is doing too good, I'll tell you the truth.
The puppet's doing fine.
And why are we referring to an inadequate object as a person?
Look, I don't know, Dice.
Why would we do that?
I don't know. Okay, look.
Why would three mature adults like us do that?
Sure.
All right, finish up.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Okay. I got to gear up.
Okay.
Which way? Medium or well done? Why is nothing happening when I say that?
I was thinking of the answer.
What do you mean you were thinking of the answer? I taught you the answer.
Oh, all right.
We've gone over this 1,000 times today already. Which way? Medium or well done?
Pulsa.
No, wrong.
All right. The brain damaged leather clad freak.
You see what I mean? Here he goes again. Puppet just keeps getting angrier. It's not my fault the puppet don't get work. I know what Otto's thinking.
Otto's doing like the teller thing, you know?
What's Otto doing? He's working, day job, the whole thing?
Otto is like doing teller now. Doesn't need to talk.
Giving BJs for crack money.
I can't believe he won't talk. Otto, is that you or is it the black puppeteer guy?
It's just the puppet.
No, there's another guy. There's Willie and his puppet, whatever it is.
Oh, my God. Willie and his puppet.
Yeah, the black Willie puppet. Lester, Willie Lester.
Yeah. Willie Lester, right?
Willie and Lester.
Yeah. The black puppet guy.
You ever hear those guys? That's a puppet act. He makes that puppet talk out of every hole in its body.
I kind
of
like the peanut guy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does Otto know Willie and Lester? Did they ever get together, double date, that kind of thing?
I don't know. Maybe when Otto comes in, he could tell us.
You want to ask George, though?
The black puppet robbed me.
I'm not talking to the puppet anymore.
Well, he's talking to you, though.
I will talk to Otto, but I won't talk to the puppet.
The black puppet robbed me once, sir.
What happened?
The black puppet robbed me, sir.
Did the black puppet rob you?
That's what he said.
Because he's doing real good.
All right,
look, I don't want to fight with a puppet.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, we have to take a break.
All right,
thanks. All right, take a break. Which way? Medium or well done?
Medium rare.
You're right.
That's what you do now.
He hung up. Holy smoke. Is he out of his mind? The guy's lost his friggin' mind. What is that?
Can I see your taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Taint?
Nice.
Between the peach and the balloon knot.
Can we see your butt?
Nice.
I would have to just blank on your chin.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Okay, terrific.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW. Fishing up.
Hi, guys.
Great white gorilla. Don't destroy our village.
Hey, Anthony, let me ask you something. Are martial art tattoos considered a prop?
No.
No?
Not unless you're...
If not, I'll get skin grafting. Now I'm a prop comic.
Somebody kicking someone's ass is a prop.
Hey,
so
Jeff.
Maybe you can do that.
Jeff.
That's a good one.
Jeff, just in case you weren't listening earlier, Anthony called you a hack.
I did not.
Really? I try to bring the character to life, right? I'll leave the Archie hat home. What do you want me to tell you?
Hi. Now, what happened?
All right. First of all, I just want to tell you guys that I am forever in debt to you guys because if it wasn't for you, I would be. No, listen. And the Port Authority cops, if you're listening, thank you. You guys were very nice. I was on Law and Order to set a Law and Order yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm driving home. This little. You got the dump button ready?
No, don't curse.
No, okay. This little white, these two white trash punks.
Yeah.
Cut in front of my truck. Don't realize there's another car in front of me. Jam on a brake, so naturally I do. All my stuff goes forward, and the fake 9mm lands on my dashboard.
Now, what are you doing with a fake 9mm in your car?
I told you. I was a cop on the set of Law and Order.
Yeah, but usually they don't let you take the props home with you.
No, it's my own. I bought a cop uniform and the whole stuff.
Wait a minute. There's a lot going on here. You get a part on a TV show. But right. You have to buy your wardrobe and your props.
No, what I did was I went out and I bought it through this acting school and took headshots in it and submitted it to these different cop shows because I always said people told me I could get a cop role. So anyway, here I'm thinking it's a lucky break and this kid cuts me off and everything goes flying. And the gun and the nightstick and everything lands on my desk. So.
But wait, we gotta slow you down again though. Why would you have the prop gun? Why would they allow you to bring your own prop gun to the set of Law and Order? Don't they have that just laying around?
Well, they do have stuff, but I had my own, I had my own stuff.
And since you were taking the pictures for this, so you could submit them to the shows, why would you have to then take the stuff with you?
They like you. In other words, I guess it enhances your chances of getting on or getting lines or what have you. Because I guess it's like a prepared. Like you go to school with a pencil.
Yeah,
school
to take
has
own
pencil,
perps.
But you bring your own.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
So everything goes flying forward.
Right. So with this, me with my psycho temper, I yell at the kid. The kid throws a.
Can I back up again?
Oh Jesus Christ! Go ahead,
Jeff. Are you feeling left out? Haven't been on the show in a while. Need to come up with a good story for our show.
No, not at all.
Just checking.
Not at all.
All right, the story just seems a little fishy. All right,
well,
go ahead.
Now that I feel like a total a-hole.
I want to hear the
all
rest.
Now
of
we
this.
Need to hear the rest of the story.
Holy Christ! I have a lot of friends, but I think the one thing I question is you.
Oh, Frosted Mini Wheat, don't destroy our village.
Frosted Mini Wheat. Now, anyway, make a long story short, they thought it was a real gun. They freaked out. They pulled their guns on me. They found out who I was. Everything was cool. And Port Authority cops are good people. So.
Well, so because the cops came and then they look in the car.
They treated me like Rodney King. I got cuffed. I felt like an idiot. And I told them I was just, I said, I'm an actor. I swear to Christ. But
gun partner.
The one cop knew me from the show and he said he's a big fan and they were really good guys. And I wanted to thank them. They're good people. And I don't feel left out from the show.
Gun partner! Jeff, I was just kidding.
I know. I'm only teasing. And I'm not plugging nothing, so don't worry about it.
I see you're a lying scumbag.
See? See, Jeff, you have the problem?
And next time somebody goes to kick your foot at Caroline's, I'm going to walk away.
I wanted to see the guy get beat up.
Yeah. You
see, ungrateful. Jeff, and you're abusing me. I didn't push that button. I meant to push the Foghorn Leghorn.
And what would he say?
I see you're a lying scumbag.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
What the hell were you thinking?
And you got another bun you want to push over there?
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
No, that wasn't me. That was Opie.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, we'll play that game.
Please don't hurt me, old big white gorilla.
I love when he does that.
Oh man!
You know what? Someone is defending you, though. So why don't we talk to?
I'm sure this is sincere too.
No, I think it is Matthew. I think or Matthew.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to help him clear it up a little bit. I do extra work myself, and what happens is a lot of these extra actors, if you have your own props, your own wardrobe, it makes it easier for you to get roles. You can bring your own stuff. It'll give you actually more money to bring your own wardrobe and stuff like that in. So I see a lot of these guys on Law and Order, they bring in their own props.
Right.
All right, Matthew, thank you.
Thanks,
Jeff, that guy, defended you.
I know.
See, we have audio of the cops when they rolled up
to Norris's vehicle.
It's coming right for us!
Melanie, what's going on?
How is it possible that when you're driving, you stop short, stuff lands on top of your dashboard?
Because I was doing 40 and I had a jam on the brake.
Where was this prop gun?
Yeah, but how does it jump up and land on your dashboard?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I had a garment bag over my passenger seat and everything flew forward.
Flew forward
yeah,
and
but on
up?
On top of the dashboard?
I'm thinking
I drive a big truck, sweetheart.
I'm going back to my physics.
Yeah, but I drive an SUV too and I don't see how stuff can fall on
Wait,
top
I'm
of my...
I'm going back to my physics class. Things
yeah.
can
yes.
move, jump up and forward at the same time, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe you hit a bump.
It's like the Kennedy assassination.
It would, yeah. It's the magic gun nightstick theory.
Went forward and to the right.
It's like impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
Not impossible.
Well, I mean, the chances of that happening.
Melanie?
All right, go
wait, 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 wait. Let me talk to Melanie. Melanie?
Yes?
Have you ever seen Gorilla Boy?
No.
Just say, okay, I believe you, Gorilla Boy.
No, but I don't. If I have stuff in my passenger seat and I stop short, everything comes on the floor. Nothing has ever flown up and landed on the dashboard.
Yeah, but sweetheart, your dildo on the front seat wouldn't land on the dashboard.
You're lying, because it's impossible. You're
yeah, that's a joke, son. Okay. Don't you get it?
Man, you're the inspiration for twin beds, you dirty whore. Thank you.
All right, Melanie.
Oh, my God.
Perfect guy to play a cop.
Right. Paul Mercurio in the studio, Jeff.
Yeah.
Say hi to Paul.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing, man?
Hold on. Let me get rid of Melanie here.
He doesn't...
This is turning out to be a really good segment.
I like this. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Another actor on the phone, Jeff. Another Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Not much. I'm on my way to an audition now, and I got three dead whores in the trunk.
But it's okay.
Nice. I'm playing a psycho.
Yeah, it's okay, though, because you're trying out for a part.
Yeah, we got him in the trunk, so that's good. Dude, I mean,
you're
the cops stopped
Mary
me before.
They,
no big deal.
All right.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, Gorilla Boy?
Yes, sir.
For the record, I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Oh.
I know.
When are you going to be on Law & Order?
I think, I don't know. I shot yesterday. I'm on it today. I guess it airs. I guess it takes like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's Special Victims Unit. I don't know when. It ain't no major big thing. It's just.
Yeah, that's cool, though. You're a mini wheat, goddammit.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the frosted mini wheat.
He's
so
more than that, too. He gets tackled in that Stacker 2 commercial.
I saw that one, too.
I was running during the XFL stuff.
Well, if I can, I did get a part in a movie, so that's one thing I will say.
What movie?
I'm in a movie, start shooting next week called.
Fantasia? Nothing.
It's called I'm with Lucy. It stars Monica Potter.
Who's that?
Why don't I even tell you guys this?
Hey, no, Jack.
Wait.
He's in that movie with Morgan Freeman, Along Came a Spider.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
Blonde.
Why are you all getting right. mad and saying, why do I tell you this?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Here we go. Here we
now
go.
I'm going to friggin' talk. First of all, okay, you got every comic on there, and they're all great. I'm not saying that.
Hey, Jeff, don't do a Billy and Paul on us here.
I'm never going to do that. Right. I'm your friend, but I'm saying, all how right. come you allow... Mm-hmm. Every other guy to call and plug and come in and say anything, and I call, and it's like, die, get in a coffin.
Gorilla Boy, you just plugged for 20 minutes. That's good stuff.
I didn't plug. I was telling you a life-threatening story where I trapped myself.
And we're entertaining the people. The phones are going crazy. Look, Sarah wants to say hi to you. Hold on.
Oh, Christ. you already put the good talk call through.
Of course. Look,
I know.
Sarah, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey. Did he also have to get stitches on the side of his head because the motorcycle went into his car?
Like our intern.
Look,
yeah.
Remember our old intern?
Jeff, look, I didn't know she was going to say that.
That's right.
Vinny from Rosedale saying, hey, Norris, when Santa and the Easter Bunny come over, tell him I said hi. That's not me, though.
Gorilla Boy. No, that's cool. I still believe in that. That's cool.
All right. Hold on.
I agree with Gorilla Boy. I'm an extra in porno movies, and they recommend you bring your own junk.
Nice. That's pretty good, man.
Hold on. Pete's found a hole in your story. One?
Pete, what's up?
Pete.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Hey, listen. First of all, this guy's a clown. He's got an SUV, right?
No, okay. He's got one of these monster trucks, basically.
All right, check this out now. He says that the bag was sitting on top of the passenger seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's still way below the dashboard, guys.
No, it's
I
not.
Mean, it's got to climb up.
Inside of a Dodge Ram, you
time out. Yeah, time out, tough guy. You might be big, but you're stupid.
You're a jerk, bro.
You're a joke. You're a big goofball, man. Let me tell you something.
We're getting to the bottom of this.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I drive an SUV myself. I'm in one right now. I'm telling you,
I
got a double bag.
Thank you.
You win. You win.
I'm man junk. You talk like that from swallowing.
No. Your mother had me up all night, bro.
Truck. I deliver pizzas for Domino's. I have no life, so I have to go on Opie and Anthony and talk to Norris.
No, but you got a life. You're auditioning with a cop suit in your car to get a role on Law and Order, but you got a life.
That's right, my friend. I make more money.
I'm not your friend, personal, bro. You don't know me. You're
working a corner.
All right. Go back to your hole, bro. Listen, all I'm going to say is that if he's got a duffel bag on the seat...
Hold on. You can't both talk.
It's Jeff's brother, everybody.
Yeah.
Is he done? Can I speak for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Okay, what I'm saying is that if the duffel bag's on the passenger seat, it's still way below the dashboard. If he stops short, unless there's a midget in his duffel bag pushing it up, it's not coming up that far.
What are you, Columbo?
Come on, bro. Come on.
Rain last Tuesday. I hate to bother you.
I can't believe that you're questioning this. I've seen this happen before. There was an episode where Martin Landau was driving, and I believe he hit somebody, and a gun flew up and fired and hit a guest on Moldy Amsterdam. It could happen.
It killed your dog, Lieutenant, didn't it?
It killed my dog and Mrs. Columbo. All right, Norris, I'm willing to believe your story. There's just a few holes. Pardon me. Can I ask you one more question? I understand gravity and physics. So what dimension was this, sir?
you were dressed in a cop's uniform, correct.
So you're in a police officer's uniform.
No, I wasn't That's in true, a uniform. Sir.
That's true. Yes, you were.
I actually have the Dodge website up. I am looking at the interior
really
of
learn.
A Dodge Ram
you
to see
really
how
think
high.
I'd learn. Instead of calling you guys, you really think I would learn.
It actually has an asterisk. It says, do not put 9mm fake gun on passenger seat on bag when going to be extra at Law and Order.
Has a tendency to jump up onto the dashboard.
Goes up into the right. It's all there. Small print. Got to read it.
Here we go. I'm looking. Wow.
Jeff, you didn't have a try on out in the new Matrix movie, did you?
The Matrix. All right. I'm looking. Oh, what do you think? If something is on the seat, do you think it can go up?
Anthony, you know how big a seat is in a truck?
I'm looking at the seat of
where your head sits.
Yes.
Okay, that's where it was drooped. It was drooped over the top of the seat.
Oh,
it was laying on the
seat. Now, so it was over the back of the seat.
How do you balance a gun on the back of a seat?
Yeah. No, the bag. So
it was in the bag.
It still had to get out of the bag, though.
Yeah, how'd it get out of the bag?
It has hands and
nothing was zipped. It was in a garment bag.
It's the David Blaine of guns. It got itself out of the bag.
That trick's going to be on ABC next week, matter of fact, right?
Good one.
I am going to stand in a block of ice.
And a gun will fly out of my...
And then there will be a tornado of fire. And I will deny my sexuality yet again. Who am I? David Copperfield.
I like that they put grease on his eyebrows so they wouldn't singe. Yeah. It was like 32-gallon drums of grease on his eyebrow. I'm sorry, we're getting you off on your
tangent
here. Sorry about that.
Gorilla Boy.
Yes, sir.
You know we kid because we love.
Oh, then you guys must be madly in love with me. Rick must fantasize about me at night, then.
Come on.
If you kid for love, then I got to be the most loved guy.
Come on, this is too good. We couldn't pick on Earl today. We had to find somebody.
Yeah, he took a beating the other day.
All right,
fellas, I got to get out of here.
You got any?
Good talking to you.
Do you have any gigs, Norris?
Am I allowed?
Sure.
After that beating, of course.
Next Thursday and Friday night at Caroline's with Jim Brewer.
Hey,
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, and I was looking forward to working with Jay, but there was too many comics, so I got the bump. But I'll be on the show next Thursday and Friday with Brewer at Caroline's.
And come on in and say hi to us next week, all right?
We'll do. Thanks, fellas. You're the best.
All right, Jeff.
Bye, man.
Jeff Norris, Gorilla Boy.
It was like that episode with William Shatner as the magician. Remember that one? all of a sudden guns are flying out of garment bags and whatnot, landing on dashboards. It was just like that episode.
Now, let me get this right. At the time of the shooting, you were having dinner with the gun. Is that correct?
So it's on the back of your seat in a garment bag. And suddenly, the brakes are applied, and it flies right through the plastic.
The gun stops. It has a sip of coffee on the way to the dashboard.
I hear the gun was chipping golf balls the whole time.
Now, your neighbor says you like to take walks on the beach with your gun. Is that correct?
The prop gun. I hear for years, Bill Shatner walked around with a phaser. He had to have his own phaser with him during the Star Trek series.
Now, let me just say this, Captain Kirk. The phaser flew out of your ass, hit Mr. Sulu in the head, and continued toward the viewing screen.
You know those big globes during the Gamesters of Triskelion? William Shatner supplied those. They were actually candy dishes from his own house, I do believe. And the spaghetti Colin the Monster from Lost in Space, that belonged to part of the cast. That was young Williams.
Oh,
the spaghetti Colin. What a lisp I got.
We have to take a break. Paul Mercurio in the studio. And DeNicola. And Mike DeNicola.
Hey, everybody.
Mike DeNicola.
He's in the bad seat, though. I can't see him.
Yeah, I know.
The bad seat. He's behind that big, huge computer screen.
Watch out for flying firearms.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You know, seeing these beautiful women here reminds me of the very first love of my life. Okay.
My mother.
Not your mother. All right, I'm going to sing about her. All right. I lie next to her in the bed. She's the kind of girl I'd like to wed. Never mind the fact that she's dead. It turns me on. It turns me on. Sure, she's a little cold to the touch. That doesn't bother me much. Because the embalmer did such a lovely job. A lovely job. Month dead and she's starting to smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell. But I'll never put her back in the hole I dug her from. I dug her from. She's a month dead and she's starting to smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell.